Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, eats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die.
No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hakthui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue. I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is real.
All right, the power has reawakened.
The fear is reborn.
I don't know what you're afraid of. Yeah, we've returned.
We get it.
We
got it.
This epic fucking
thing. Oh, yeah,
now
you're going to have this
epic.
Beat.
Oh, it's unbelievably epic for two shitheads.
Samuel Jackson's going
to Jersey.
He's going to go, you stupid motherfucker, over and over again.
It is Samuel Jackson, right?
Yeah, and it's going to keep going.
What's he going to call you?
Stupid motherfucker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you stupid motherfucker.
It's just going to happen for another 5 minutes.
Right, so it's basically telling people, hey, we're here, and you're a stupid motherfucker
for
listening.
We'll be there in a second. We're just getting our last bit of notes together.
We're just chit-chatting
about... And the same beat's going to go over and over again. 15 years already. It's the same fucking opening.
We've been using this song
Well, it's our trademark. We have to keep using it.
Yeah, we've been using this forever.
But, you know, of course, when you start a couple minutes late...
Oh, yeah, when we start a couple minutes late, we're a little grouchy.
From now on... We talk, if we start late, we talk over the entire intro.
Okay, yeah, that's
done
fine.
Done deal, we talk over the entire
intro. Yeah, as soon as it starts,
As soon as it starts, doesn't matter.
Yeah, even the beginning part.
Even the beginning part.
Yeah, we'll talk over, who cares?
I'll tell you a story, asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Not now, not after breakfast. Yeah. No, I'm going to do it around brunch. How about that, you fucking dirty bastard?
Can everybody tell that I'm a real big fan of Training Day and Shawshank Redemption? Yeah. Can anybody tell that?
I'll tell you a story, pal.
I'll tell you a story.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Pulp Fiction.
Soon as it starts.
Yeah, just a...
Fucking Dexter could suck a dick.
Yeah, no, really. I'm a Dexter fan. Who cares? Sorry, everybody. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, if you don't know. Broadcasting live on morelikeradio.com. And also ContiandKenny.com because we go strictly Conti and Kenny at 9 o'clock. So for the next 2 hours, you will be on, you'll hear us on More Like Radio. And if you want to go into chat, go to morelikeradio.com/... / /... I don't know the difference. Live. All right? And the phone number. We have a phone number if you want to call us. It's 240-HI-C&K, which is 240-442-2635. Kenny, if you want to put that in the chat, that would be, if you want to put 240... I'll put it in this one, 442, I'll pretend I have a Jersey accent, 2635, it's really Long Island, 442-2635. There you go.
All right.
The phone number. So if you want to give us a call, and be our friend on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, CNK Show, and yada yada yada.
Yeah, we already got one. Copromesis, I guess that's how you say it. What's up, guys? First time here. Hope you're all good. Also, Dexter is overrated and pure shit.
Oh, then, you know, Copromesis can go suck a dick.
I don't
how
even
about
know
that?
If that's how you say it.
Oh, all right. Easy on the overrated. It was a very good show. It just happened to...
All right, let's not spend 10 minutes fucking defending...
It just happened to have a lackluster ending on the same weekend that Breaking Bad
yeah,
ended.
Yeah, so did Sonny Bono.
That's true, too. But he did end up being a logger, and Sonny Bono, right into a tree. So
there you go.
Dexter was a logger.
Oh, he was a logger?
Yeah, he faked his own death and went into the sticks of Washington to become a logger. And Sonny Bono?
You want to talk about a lackluster death? 239 people in a Malaysian airline.
Holy shit!
That's lackluster.
Dude, what is going on? Do you think, do you think it's, like, aliens took it or something?
Maybe.
No.
No. No, not at all.
How long until conspiracy theories?
Yes, it's a free phone call. Of course it is.
No, it's not a free phone call, but who has minutes?
It's not a free phone call?
No, it's 240. But who pays for phone calls on their cell phone?
He's in prison.
He's in prison?
It's a guest. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh.
I'm just reading the channel.
If you're calling from prison, please call. That'd be cool. And a little later on, about 7:45, Andy Rorschach from Andy Rorschach. It's Andy. His Twitter name is Rorschach. From the It's All About Me show is calling up. And he's doing us a big favor by calling up because he's usually asleep by now. He's like a 90-year-old man, but he's like 32.
Oh, really?
He even said he can't believe he's doing this because he would already be sleeping. And he's an hour, I think, he's in Alabama. No, I'm sorry. He's in Louisiana. He's in one of those shitbag fucking states down there. I don't know if that's still Eastern or is that... Central.
No, I think it cuts off around like Cleveland or something.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So he's even an hour behind us and it's still late for him. 7:45. He's like an old man.
Yeah.
He's a weird dude. I like him.
Very he's either got diphtheria or he's a vampire.
He's a vampire. With
is
diphtheria.
He a vampire guy? Is he one of those vampire
no,
guys?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Also, my friend, I'm not sure. My friend Wes Bandemir, he was a champion. Motocross racer.
He lives east of here.
Wes lives in Louisiana also.
Oh, really?
And on Wednesday, I believe Wednesday, he's leaving for
India
for he's a quadriplegic.
He does all those stem cell
He's done it a couple
work,
times,
right?
And if you go to son of a bitch, 417.com, you'll see his whatchamacallit.
So he's the going, number 4.
Yeah.
O-N-E, the letter, the number 7.
7, yeah, that's his website. I bought a couple of sweatshirts to help him go and, you know, because it costs money to go over to India, but India does
no,
all
really?
The stem
does
cells.
It?
Yeah, well, it costs shekels.
Well, you can take the rubies you can take the, you can take the regular route, or you can take the scenic route over Malaysia.
What, the fucking spice trade? 1580? Yeah, he's got a bag of pepper and some crushed red peppered garlic. Yeah. Crushed red garlic, like that makes
he's
sense.
He's walking next to a mule, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Just rummaging
so,
through.
It's a cage and a lion in a cage, and then fucking, what's his name? Russell Crowe has maggots coming out of his
eye.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's not. He takes a plane, but he might be, he's, I don't know if he's going to call. We're going to try to get him on here, but we'll post all the stuff.
Well,
in
we'll
the
do
chat.
It for whenever he wants to call in next time, you know.
The guest says, what area code is 240?
We have no idea.
Bangladesh, probably.
I have no idea. It was a number that we got so we can use, and Frank, who runs the studio, got us a phone number because he wanted to get us something kind of wacky, like, you know, something here, boy, Pip, which you don't understand any new listeners, or something. So he found high C and K, which is so corny, but...
It's awesome.
I love it.
I would not change
it's
it.
It's so bad, but I like it.
I would want, like, what's up, dudes? Or, like, really the worst.
I don't know if I can do that.
What's up?
I don't know if I can do something.
What's up with three U's
and
before
a
the
Z?
P? No. What? Yeah, yeah. W-A-T-Z.
What's
U-U-U-P.
Up? Oof. I don't even know if I can do that. I don't know if I can say it without cringing, but... yeah, there's a lot. You know what? There's I had a not a bad weekend, but a good weekend. But this week it's going to be weird because my girlfriend is going to Florida for a few days.
She does the whole nudie thing, right?
Yeah, she's going down there. She got some friends down there. She's going to hit some of the nudie beaches down there. But she just wants like if she could have her way and. She did, and if it wasn't for job or kids or anything, she would be in Florida, without a doubt. In Florida, right now, living there. So she's going down there for a couple days with a friend of hers. A
lot of nudie joints.
No, it's not for the nudie, but just because she
loves
Florida. She loves the beach, she loves the warm weather, she loves palm trees. Like she sees palm trees on television. It's like a four-year-old seeing a cartoon. She points at it. She's like, palm trees. I'm like, slow it down there.
Oh, really?
Fucking
yeah.
Slow bird. You know, take it easy. But so it's going to be interesting because she keeps telling me how much I'm going to miss her for the 4 days.
She's telling you.
Yeah. And I'm like, honey, I've been alone most of my life. And I've been with you every day for the last 4 years.
I'll
be fine. I mean, you know, listen, I want her to have a good time. And you
right.
Know,
but you don't I would, let her know that you're going to miss her just a little bit?
Dude, I'm in my. Yeah, I did tell her.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm not stupid. Yeah. I can't deal with that.
Can't
shit.
Go too far
I
with that.
I can't fucking deal with that shit. But it's like, you know, it's so for a couple days, you know, Conti's a free man. So
Uncle Joe playtime.
That's right. Yeah, maybe I'll have the nephews come over. Look at the conversation I'm having. My first thing is I'll have my nephews come over. Like it would matter anyway. Yeah. You know, 10, 15 years ago, I'd be like, all right, listen, we'll get a couple of hookers. You know what I mean? You know, we'll get some booze. I mean, I don't care about the boozing thing, but, you know, we'll go to massage parlors. We'll go gambling. First thing out of my... I'll have my nephews come over. But it's so pathetic I've become.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's...
I'll show up there, like, Thursday and just go over some stupid fucking stand-up material that I've been working on and just waste your entire morning and afternoon.
Yeah. And we're working on doing another Conti and Kenny
roadshow.
Comedy
but
show, yeah.
But comedy show. Yeah, yep. not a...
The only thing I'll tell you right now, because nothing's finalized yet, it most likely will be in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yes, beautiful. Yep. Downtown Hoboken.
Cool. So it'll be... hopefully we'll find out soon. We just got to iron out the details. I got to have my people talk to their people, my attorney and my agent. No, it's just I have to talk to my friend of mine who runs the room there, and we got to figure it out. That's all.
And this, just real quick. This,
whoa, this, look at you plugging away.
Look at this. This Friday.
Out of the game for 2 years, now all of a sudden you're plugging away.
I was
all
never
over
out
place.
Of the game. I was just on the sidelines. I had an injury.
You had an injury?
Yeah,
it was called broken fucking, broken material.
I had Jeff Dunham surgery.
That's funny, man.
Instead of Tommy John,
that's
I
funny.
Thought that was Jeff pretty Dunham good. Surgery. I had Jeff Dunham surgery.
I don't know why Jeff Dunham, but it doesn't yeah, matter.
Should
it
have
works.
Thought of anybody else. Anyway,
George Carlin surgery, whatever. That's funny.
Oh man, but yeah, this Friday, I'm just helping my pal out, Matt Bridgestone, with a show at the place called Fire and Ice in Fords, New Jersey, on Route 1. Fire and Ice, and it's I believe it's an 8 o'clock show, but you can go check out.
Yeah.
The website, and I'll post it again on my Facebook later on.
And it's like who's going to be on that? Like
I think Buddha,
a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I think our pal Buddha's on there. I'm just I live 2 blocks away from it. I can walk. I can throw a baseball and hit the back of the place.
Really?
So I said, Alan, let me help you out. So I'm going to go there and hang out. So if anybody's in the area, go check it out.
That's cool.
Yeah,
what is it? Thursday night? You said?
No, Friday. Friday.
Friday night.
Night. Yep.
That's cool, man. I think...
are you looking for a song called Fire and Ice?
Yeah, it's called by Pat Benatar, stupid. How do you not know that? It's a terrible song, but... This is going to be all about Kenny on Friday night. It's got the lyrics here. Take him straight to the cop, Kenny. Leave him crying for more. This is all about you coming back. I've seen you burn on stage before.
Good call.
This is terrible.
But you just put that on. You didn't have that planned. You didn't know that.
No.
That's funny.
Oh, Fire and Ice. What the fuck kind of place is Fire and Ice? You're just going to tear the room apart, Kenny. This is all like bad, like, that's what 80s music was. It was all bad metaphors, just bad love songs.
Yeah.
Moving in for the kill tonight. I'm reading this. You've got every advantage when they put out the lights. What does this mean? What is this about, anyways? Does anybody know what this is about? I've seen you burn them before. You come on like a flame, then you turn a cold shoulder. You stink, Pat Benatar.
It sounds like the opening song to the Great White documentary.
That's not very nice, dude.
Yeah. This was the song playing during the Happyland Social Club back in the early 80s.
Wow, Pat Benatar.
Oh, we could get it rid, get rid of that.
Although, I don't know if you know, but Pat Benatar, that's where the fist bump originated. Pat Benatar video. She Love is a Battlefield.
I thought she liked felching.
No, I don't think so. No. Watch the Love is a Battlefield video and watch at the end. She fist bumps all the girls. This is like 1983.
Fist bumps? Really?
Yeah, fist bump. No, you know what really started? In Major League Baseball with Mark McGwire. They would hit forearms like that. And it went from forearms to like the top of the wrist to the fist. Like the gay community.
You know what it is also? I'm just making this up. But I guarantee it came from baseball. Because
Wait a minute. Did you just say you're making something up?
Yes.
Before you said it?
Yes, it just popped in my head. Okay. Here's a logical explanation for fist pumping. I mean fist bumping. Fist bumping
right. In
Major League Baseball. Pine tar.
Oh.
Pine tar. You got sticky pine tar hands.
We got a phone call.
Right?
We got a phone call.
Logical explanation for fist pumping.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys.
Fist bumping.
You want to turn the internet down just a shit?
I'm sorry, guys.
It's all right.
Turn that off. My mistake. Hi, guys.
He doesn't know it. What's up, man?
Well, you're obviously incorrect. The fist bump started with porn. Everyone knows that. Fist bump as well as the elbow-to-elbow bump.
Oh, okay.
As porn progressed, the fist bump no longer became as sanitary as it was when it started. And that's when they led to the elbow-to-elbow.
That's cool. Was there any, like, what about now it's the chest bump. Now they bump chest now in, like, football and, like, mostly in football when they, you know, they hit each other in the chest.
That's just looking for another extremity. I'm going with Dave's thing. Because that's when you get up off a mattress and you have to use your own weight with your knees to get off, and your hands are kind of up in the air, and you're like, look at this mattress, like what? And your hands, you're holding out your hands like you just have like baby shit on them or something.
Okay,
and you're like, oh, and someone was like, good work, man. Look what we did. What are you gonna do? You're gonna elbow or fist? I'm totally on Dave's side on this one. I completely believe that.
I'm a little confused as to why a man who doesn't have children automatically led to baby shit on his hands. As if that's something you have a tendency to have.
That's good call.
Part of what goes on in Kenny's life, I think. You know, he's always been crazy Uncle Kenny, and I think Kenny's always been... And, you know, the stories of him with living on the farm and eating the horse shit, I think it all kind of correlates together where Kenny will always be in and... around shit somehow.
Yeah.
Whether
he's
it's
a man.
Yeah, you are. You are a guy, Kenny. You don't get into all the disgusting videos or anything like that, like the German flicks and
no,
the
it's all natural.
Flicks.
It's organic.
Yeah, it's an organic
It's an
type
organic
of,
situation.
It's an organic attraction to duty.
It just happens.
That's like asking a race car driver why he doesn't play Need for Speed. Video.
So what's up, brother? I like your new video.
Thanks. You know, we had to make do with this particular town not letting us talk to them, and it was a little disappointing. But, you know, I did what I could. I managed to make them enjoy themselves a little bit less. And brought our buddy Pete, you know, thought, because the plan was Pete would talk to them, you know, because they wouldn't talk to me anymore, but they weren't letting anyone talk to them. I think because it took so long that they just sort of assumed he was with me anyway.
Dave, real quick, explain the video because we have a couple of new listeners.
Well, it's my ongoing series of counter harassing the Westboro Baptist Church, going to their protests, making fun of them in new and exciting ways. The last several, they've refused to speak to me, so I have to sort of find new ways of getting them engaged so I can piss them off. This time, like, literally the only time I really got in someone's face is when he was walking under the yellow tape that they had set up and then I made a quick question about his daughter, which for some reason he didn't answer. And then I put on the space suit because I thought, all right, well, if I have to just lead a bunch of kids attacking them, I'll do something different. So I pretended to be a man from the future, and I was explaining all the dangers of that their future were going to hold, you know, trying to do them a favor.
Well, and for anybody that doesn't know, the Westboro Baptist Church, the God Hates Fag people, God Hates Fags people, and Dave is the infamous Brick Stone, which you've probably seen the videos on YouTube. He's got a bunch of videos that have gotten millions of hits, and he's gotten a fan base of people all over the country who love him for what he does. And he's not just because he's smashing them, but he does such a brilliant job of smashing them without using emotion. He makes them look silly. So if you want to find him on Twitter, it's Brickstone News. And then just look on YouTube. If you put
There's a ton of videos.
You put Brickstone Westboro Baptist Church, you will have plenty of entertainment because it's just fantastic, funny, and just great to watch.
And, you know, I like to try to ask questions that I'm not trying. A lot of people just try to do snarky insults or sarcastic. I'm actually really trying to anger them by making them look stupid in a way that they can't write off. And just to explain, because it's like a lot of people want to just be dicks. I'm trying to be a dick because they are recognizing that they're losing an argument. And I think that's an important distinction, just because I've seen a lot of other people start to do this. And I want people to make fun of them. I think anyone, whoever they are, should go and do the same thing I do. Just recognize I'm the best at it.
He sure is.
And that if I happen to be there when you're also doing it, you should just ask me what you should do.
Yeah, just you should be
if I happen to be there.
Yeah, you're the oracle.
Yes.
Dave is the oracle.
And the high school was great because there were a lot of kids at that high school who were like excited to see me. It was like really a nice... Like, it was worth it anyway. Like Pete was saying, it was still really cool. All those kids, some gay, some just allies, just being, like, really happy and treat – and being, like, the only people in the world who treat me like a celebrity. Because it's like, I'm not famous. I just have pockets of fans throughout the world that are, like – that I could never, like, sell a place out because, you know, they'd have to teleport all to one club.
Right. What was the event that, at a high school?
They were going to several Lakewood, California – churches and a high school, and they were also at the Oscars. The Oscars we couldn't get to for other reasons, but we went to some of the churches where there were some they didn't show up to, some they were sectioned off, and then the high school where they had, it looked like fucking Bane had shown up. They had these like paramilitary like tanks that the SWAT teams were using.
Really?
All holding like fucking like crazy assault rifle. I mean, they looked like black. They looked like Navy SEALs.
Wow.
Because they were so worried that the students were going to, like, attack them and get sued.
That's really what it is. It's not to use against the Westboro Baptist Church thinking they're getting out of control. It's just that they invoke so much visceral emotion out of people that people, like, you know, they protest dead soldiers' funerals. I mean, they really know how to really pull at people's emotions.
Right. You have kids, though. You have underdeveloped high school kids. You know, they're running on emotions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All kinds of shit
and ecstasy,
happen.
Yeah.
Adults can sit there and go, all right, you're a jerk off. I hope you die.
Yeah.
But kids will, you know, start a riot.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I think they were going to be, you know, safe. Because usually if you hate the Westboro Baptist Church, you're probably a decent person. and you're not the kind to murder someone. That's sort of
yeah. And if I was a student, I saw like the SWAT team. I'm like, I'm not getting hit with one of those water cannons. I've seen those obliterate crowds. You know, a couple of Venezuelans recently. it just whips through it like you're cleaning a dog shit kennel with a hose. You know what I mean? How you wash the turds or your leaves off your driveway.
Thank you for using a reference that we could all kind of dive into. You went shit just, on the leaves. Go ahead.
Dog shit or leaves as you're dog spraying down your driveway. That's what this water cannon does to protesters.
The last video I had that did really well, like maybe like the Golden Globes one, you know, broke like I think a total about 1 million. But the one before that, the Malibu one, was like – is well over 1 million because that's like the last time I was at a protest where the cops just stood there and let me do whatever I wanted. And that's when it gets really good because you see me literally chasing them around this little grass island they're on, just turning their back to me. And I just walk around and then they turn their back away. And it was like a vaudeville act. That's when things get really fun when there's no one there, the cops don't even help them. And it's just me on top of them.
It's great. It's really good, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you're probably up to a couple of million views on those things too, right?
I have if you collected all the Westboro videos and the hits they have, it's around 11 million.
Wow. And then the one beforehand made it all the way to Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, the Golden Globe one, of course, got me on ONA.
Yeah.
That was really nice. Thanks to Joe helped, of course. And I didn't even – they said to get in contact with them when I did another one. But since this one was sort of, you know, mostly just with the kids and I couldn't interact that much, I'll wait till I have a satisfying one to say hi because I can't just keep Ramoning them every time either.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to overdo that. I don't want to Sam it up and ruin it for everybody. By the way, fucking Sam, that lying piece of shit, by the way, lied to Opie and Anthony on the day that I was on the air, told them that both videos that I Ramoned were on the same video, completely made it up, just didn't want to do the work of finding the other video because they wanted to
see the other one.
And they were like, play both.
No, Sam, no, you did it the same one, so you don't have to go and look for it and just, here you go, they were both on the same video. Yeah, which, whatever. Hey, you know what? It'll give you more material for next time because you can have another video that maybe they didn't see or whatnot. But it was cool. It was cool. I love seeing Dave get whatever, you know, because we can be bitter as comics. And, you know, you'll see certain people and, you know, get, like, certain successes. And, you know, and...
And you hate it. But when somebody good that you like or a pal of yours gets it, still like, fuck, I want some. Awesome.
I'm okay when it's somebody who I feel is either talented or has... to me, cool or has worked hard and really put their dues in. And it's just like, man, good for him. You know what I mean?
At least I did it with something that no one else was trying to do, really.
Yeah.
It's not like everyone was doing this and I was the one that got lucky.
No. Like, I mean, and even with anything what Dave does, you know, his writing and the movies and everything. So it's like, and Dave's really smart and he's very funny. So that, and plus I'm friends with Dave. But when I see guys and I'm like, you know, you motherfucker, really?
We've all talked about those guys that we knew coming up who became like kind of blew up. For reasons that didn't seem – that seemed arbitrary. Mm. We don't have to get into it. But there are certain people that, like, I've seen do comedy and then seen blow up in ways where I'm just like, you're kind of like, this guy's kind of a fraud. Where it's like, you know, you kind of see someone pandering. You kind of see someone just finding a niche that they just sort of snuck themselves into. But then when it comes down to it, they don't have the chops. And, you know, it's frustrating for any comic because there was obviously a lot more comedians than there are jobs for comedy.
Yeah.
So you really want the people who make it to really feel, you want them to, you want to feel like they, you know, they really deserve it.
And,
you know,
and also, and
I haven't made it, but you know,
and I'll talk about this too. And also when they're like, I am not a fan of Dennis Leary stand-up. I didn't like him in the 80s when he used to do that Cindy shit with MTV. I never thought he was funny at all as a stand-up, but I like him in his shows, but you know what Dennis Leary does? He takes care of fucking Friends. All those guys, dude. He and I admire him for that, man. Like Adam Ferrara and Lenny Clark, all those guys. He handpicks these guys to say, hey, we were pals going through it together. I'm making it. We're all coming for the ride. And I respect him for that. You know, like, I really...
Ray Romano's another one like that.
Is Ray Romano like that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, with Kevin James, Andy Kindler.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. They all got spots on his show, and it's all,
yeah,
you know...
Yeah.
And it all helped them, yeah. So that, to me, that is another positive thing where, hey, you know what? That's it. Because you know what? There's so many guys that could just be like, hey, you know what? Fuck you. I'm good. I don't... Yeah, you know, like, the whole thing, you always forget where you came from, and you love that. So. Yeah,
you know what Dave's got going for him, too?
What?
He looks 22 years old. He's looked 22.
I know. For since he's been 22.
17
since,
years.
Since I've known him, exactly.
17 years. He looks 22.
I think I met Dave when he was 22. I think it was in 99. Probably, were you 22?
I was 20 or 21 when you met me. And I don't think I looked that old. I think I still looked like a. I still got
he
that.
He looked like, older in 99 than he does now.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
I guess I was sleeping less. But that is lucky. I have. And I'm not trying to be an actor. I mean, I always wanted to be more behind the scenes anyway and still doing stand-up. But, you know, I just hate my face. But, it is lucky to – the point is I can still fuck kids. That's where it comes in handy.
All right.
I got all these new fans out of high school now, and I'm like, what's like the least creepy way of asking them when they're going to graduate?
And like, when's the least creepy way?
I do not want to have sex with a high school student. I do not want to have sex with anyone who's underage. But I do like the second they're legal.
So like right when they're getting when the principal's handing them their certificate, you want to be behind the chick, boning her as she goes, "Thank you very much."
You know what you do? Where are you going?
I'm fucking 18-year-old if she's still in high school. So she has to be both 18 and graduated high school.
Okay.
Oh, you know what you do? You ask them where you're going to school next year. Where are you going to school next year?
Wow, you're taking this way too seriously. Really?
If they're like here, you're like, oh, okay, no, can't do
is
it.
Does here mean this state? No, does you're, here you're, mean California?
No, you're at the bus stop.
Yeah, you're at the bus stop.
He's like, high school again?
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Shit.
Also, very few of my fans are straight women, so that kind of helps me out too with that not being a problem.
Yeah,
I will get emails or something from like Facebooks for like random women who are just like, "I love you, you're so hot. I would love to meet you sometime." And this literally happened. And I'll be like, "Oh, where are you? Tasmania. That is the most." That's a fucking place.
I don't even know where Tasmania.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's a little thing. Yeah, it is actually Australia.
There couldn't be anything less useful than a Tasmanian chick who likes me.
That's really funny.
That is
no bizarre. Universe I'm ever going to be in Tasmania.
Never. You're not even going to be south of the equator. You know what I mean? There's no reason.
Well,
to
no,
go
no.
There.
Well, yeah, stand up tours, Australia. You're going to Sydney, Melbourne.
I'm not going to Australia. I'm not flying.
Victoria, maybe?
No, I'm not doing it.
You wouldn't go there for stand up?
Nope.
Edinburgh?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
None of the festivals?
Nope. I'll stay in this country. Hey, look. The fact that I'm getting on planes and traveling around the country right now,
you couldn't.
I'm okay. You know,
there's no way.
Yeah, yep. I gotta.
You would take the Achilles laurel.
It really is. I'm Mr. T. They have to knock me the fuck out and put me on a plane. But I'm getting better. I'm like, if it's a 3-hour flight or less, I'm okay, because I only feel anxiety when we're cruising altitude. Like when we're taking off, I'm okay. And then once we hit the cruising altitude, I'm a disaster. And then once the pilot goes, "All right, we're starting our descent," then I loosen up. And I'm like, "All right, cool. Here comes the Earth." So it just doesn't make any sense. I don't even get up out of the fucking seat, because I think if I get up and move to the bathroom, because I'm a big fucking big fat bastard, I'm going to fucking make the plane like tilt. And I'm like, I don't want the plane to fucking shake.
Yeah.
I'm like really nutty about that.
But. Yeah. Mr. Conti, we have a contract for you. It's in Australia. It'd be 17 cities. Yeah. It'd be about $100,000 a city.
Okay.
But you have to take the Queen Mary there. Okay, I'm in.
You really did not commit to that accent, did you, Kenny?
No, I was not going to do the accent.
You kept going in and out. But can we just talk for a second about this fucking plane? What the fuck
yeah,
is
real
going
quick,
because
we got a phone call coming in at quarter to
eight. It literally is.
Okay.
It's I don't understand
It's a Twilight Zone episode.
It really is.
It's gonna pop up like hanging out the side of like a like an Applebee's in like Tallahassee, Florida. Some weird kind of Manhattan, Philadelphia experiment.
There's like no, there's no explanation that you can even come up with where everything is okay. It's impossible.
Oh, they're all dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's gone.
But, like, yeah. Where?
The only thing that makes any sense now, because people are like, is it a vortex? Are there aliens? Like, I feel like the ocean is still the front runner of where they are.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. I'm guessing.
What happened? It must have gone into the ocean in one fucking piece and cracked just enough to fill with water, and it is at the bottom of the fucking ocean.
It's got to be.
It's so heavy. If it doesn't have buoyancy, like, because the water got inside and that's enough, this thing's at the bottom of the fucking ocean with nothing breaking apart.
Right now, Family Feud, top four answers, it's like, all right, number one answer, where could this plane have gone? The ocean. That's number one. You know what I mean? When, two would be what? A mountain?
No, it would be
they would have found it. If it wasn't in the ocean,
they would have found it already. There's no place on Earth anymore. This isn't 50 years ago where you could you could take a couple of days to go somewhere.
And there's no debris.
Smoking, we would have found it.
Yeah. Right. There's no debris field at all. They just said that the oil slicks are not related. It's a totally different type of. Wow. It's like an oil. It's not even like a jet fuel. There's no debris field, and they have I don't know how many countries are flying back and forth over this grid. And if you look at it, it's not that big. I mean, it's a large grid, but it wasn't like it was flying over from California to Japan, open water, where millions of square miles. This is a quarter of the way from here to London. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There have been so many ships that have already gone over the same area, so many planes. It's in the ocean. I mean, it's going to take a while at the bottom of the ocean to actually
I mean, it must have hit the ocean like at full, you know what I mean? At like full blast, at full throttle, because if not,
Here's the other thing. You have a catastrophic electrical. Right, something catastrophic electrical. Now, I'm not sure. I don't know. This is just one of the things I had. Is that you could do a if you had no more communication, the communication went out. You could do a Sully Sullenberger, and then the thing just sinks all the way to the bottom.
And that makes more sense because if it just smacked into the ocean from straight down, it would have exploded. But if they had a water landing, and then once it hit the water, it just sank.
That makes sense.
Makes perfect sense.
But you know what? But even disproves that is you would have kind of a flotation device or something.
It all got dragged down to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. Like, where's the people? Did they sink? Sharks eat them? Who knows, man?
The people are probably in their fucking seats right now.
Yeah, well, oh, man.
They're going to get to that thing, and it's almost – at this point, it sounds like we're going to get to that thing, and it's going to be a bunch of people still in their seatbelts.
Yeah, and they're still – for some frozen in time kind of weird other dimension, there's still the two flight attendants serving drinks by the car.
It's Pompeii on a fucking plane.
Yeah. Underwater Pompeii.
I feel like – I mean, there's that new show, Resurrection, where people come back to life after 30 years. Could you imagine the fucking – the way the world would react if this plane just landed.
Oh, my God.
Just out of nowhere.
Dave, listen, we gotta cut you off. We have the other person calling in. Thanks, Dave.
All right, bye.
Talk to you soon. Andy.
Hey, what's up, man?
How are you, buddy? Are you all right?
I haven't been asleep yet. I've usually been asleep about 4 hours by now.
I don't understand. All right, for everybody,
this is Andy,
which is Rorschach7 on Twitter, who does the "It's All About Me" show with Holly, and this is my partner Kenny here.
Hey, Kenny, what's
up?
Hey,
what's going on, man? Nice to meet you.
And now, where do you live again, bro? Louisiana?
I'm in Alabama.
Alabama. Now, what time is it there?
I'm shocked to hear there's nude beaches in Florida, but, you know, you were saying earlier in the show, and then I remembered Florida's really not part of the South, so it doesn't matter.
No, it's not. Florida is the penis of the South, you know what I mean? It's like the South is the torso, and Florida is the cock, because it just doesn't belong in the South as per se. You know what I mean? It's a separate entity. But now, what is? Are you Eastern Standard Time Zone or no?
No, I'm Central. It's wow. Oh my God! It is the ungodly fucking hour of 15 to 7 here.
So and, it's 6:45.
It's 15 to 7. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That. So now, was this a big deal for you to stay up this late?
Oh, can't you hear it in my voice?
I was gonna say, like, dude, you're what are you 30? You're 30 years old? No. You're my age. You're like 40, right?
I'm 45.
Yeah, I'm 44. I don't know. I said 40, hoping you would say, "Yeah, I'm your age, 40." And we could just mush right over that whole thing. But, like, dude, like, you're not 90 years old. Why are you going to sleep at 6 o'clock at night?
Well. Mostly it's because I usually wake up around 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, so my day starts a lot earlier than everybody else. I like to get up and sit outside and listen to the birds sing. I don't know, you know.
Is it for work or is it just your natural clock?
No, I don't have to work. I got lucky and got a lot of good inheritance and properties.
No shit.
Yeah. Now, without getting into like details, so the house you live in and the property, that's all yours?
Yeah, every bit of it, and it's all paid for and everything, you know.
Oh, that's sweet.
Of course, the house was built in the late 40s, but hell, it's mine, you know.
No, man, those houses were built. I mean,
you know what? So I guess you do the show Saturday mornings. Right?
Oh,
and the,
yeah.
The rest of the week, you order a couple of hookers, you get them out of the house by 4, you have a little dinner, some teating before you go to bed, boom,
but
you're up 3 o'clock in the morning.
He takes care of his mom.
Right.
So his mom is there. So I don't know about, you know, hookers running amok.
You know what? I wasn't even up this late the day my dad died. Oh, that's how serious I am about getting back to bed. Oh, but I got to tell you this, to keep myself up here, I was laying in bed with my iPad, and I was watching big girl porn. Big girl porn. Do you guys like a Rubenesque woman?
What's big girl porn?
You know, big girls.
Yeah, but that's a very vague thing to say. Big girls as in, you know, not those skinny little broads.
Or
you know,
my 600-pound life.
Yeah, is it like, you know, somebody you see on TLC? Or you're talking about a girl who's got a little bit, you know, like they're a little thicker.
It, no. The big girl, when you search big girl porn, it's the ones that you wonder how they wipe themselves.
Oh,
not that big, but I mean, I like a little on there.
Yeah, yeah, a little meat on a bone.
Yeah, sure. You know, like there's some porn stars that, you know, without the freakish look, like they have the bigger chest and they have an ass on them, but they're still curved. You know what I mean? They're still curved. They don't have like a big huge gut or anything, or like Kenny says, they can't wipe their own ass. Is that what you're talking about? Rubenesque? I love that
word.
Yeah,
Rubenesque woman. Nice. And I tell you this, there's nothing I hate worse than to be able to see a rib cage.
Yeah. There's something, or when they, if a girl has her pants hanging so low and you see that bone on the side of her hip.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, I don't like that. You know, it's like,
There's nothing worse than seeing a rib cage. What are you, Jorn Vandersloot? Keep putting sand on a guy that killed Natalie Holloway on the beach and buried her. Rib cage. It was a killing a woman and burying her joke.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That may not have flown very well.
Oh yeah, urine, and he killed that girl in Brazil.
Yep. Yeah,
the other one was on,
Peruvian chick. Yeah,
the other one was on a beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Patrice made that great joke about it in that concert. He was like, who was the chick, you know, the white girl? Natalie Holloway, that's right. Now, who was the girl he killed yesterday? No one knows.
Yeah, nobody knew. He goes, yep, and white girls are so much more important than any other girl of color. Yeah, I remember that bit. But so you live in, was it Alabama? Like, what?
Yeah.
Near what city?
The great state of Alabama. I'm about 40 miles north of Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, I'm way out in the country.
So you don't, now what do you do like during the day, bro? To like, you know, you hang out or do you just, you know, what do you do? Do you write? Do you just bullshit around the house?
I, I write a lot. I read a lot. I work on model kits. I do model kits. I watch television. Just hang back and relax and listen to music. And that's basically my day. Take care of mom. I cook the meals and shit and clean up the fucking kitchen and stuff. And other than that, I just sit back. I have a, you know, I drink a little beer during the day, get some weed. As soon as we're done here, I'm going to go smoke a bowl. And then I'm going to hit the sack. I'm going to watch fucking Return of the Jedi tonight and call it a day.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Kenny is a big, huge Star Wars fan. Kenny actually said that he would have sex with either Harrison Ford or Ewan McGregor only because they're Jedis.
They were in Star Wars.
Just to conquer them.
Yeah.
Right.
Just to
Well, one, because I would conquer Han Solo.
He would be put
in an emasculated position.
Right.
And what's better than conquering a Jedi? But right. I would have to do it in...
Maybe big girl porn, I'm thinking.
Big girl porn.
But I would have to do it not as a Sith, but as a actual Jedi just experimenting.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, they're not supposed to have sex.
Not at all, but it would be like, hey...
Who's not supposed to have sex?
It's a weekend, we're on Alderaan, let's just have some fun. You know, that kind of a thing.
Oh.
I had a little, you know...
They should have a little motto, party on Alderaan.
Yeah, we had a little bit... We had a little bit of that...
Nothing on that, party on Alderaan?
We had a little bit too much of that little blue stuff that they drank in the bar on Tatooine, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Sipping on that stuff, and then, you know...
That was Bantha milk.
Yeah.
I just know the
song.
Have
you ever noticed how the planets on Star Wars have no ecosystem? Every planet's either an ice planet, a jungle planet, a desert planet. And how in Star Trek, there's only one culture on each planet.
Yeah. Look at that.
You think they did that on Poipus?
I don't know. And how the fuck did Luke understand R2 on Dagobah when he didn't have the fucking translator with him? All right, I'm done now. Listen, guys, I'm sorry my voice is shot. I'm sleep by now.
Dude, it's great. His show, it's great. Dude, he's so entertaining because he's so all over the place. But it seems like it's this controlled chaos that's in his head. At the same time, he's writing songs about Twitter, and he's doing fucking Danny Glover impressions. Like, he does a Danny Glover impression. It's so, like...
Bad.
But no, I'm not going to say it's so bad. How about this? It's so nothing that it's hilarious. Like, it's not bad, but it's just him just... I don't know what he's doing, but he's just talking the way Danny Glover might say something. But it's just the fact that he's doing it with such passion. And you're like, dude, this is so nothing. And it's hilarious. I can't explain what else. And his music. I love the shit he writes.
Well, what's it start at noon, right, on Saturdays?
On Saturdays.
That's like 6 o'clock for us. That's high times.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's prime energy time.
Yeah. You know? But now, how did you start... how'd you guys decide to do the It's All About Me with you and Holly?
Oh, excuse me.
No problem.
Listen, sorry about that. Wow, where did that come from? I think it came from Dagobah. Listen, Holly was doing the...
No, it was from the whatchamacallit that ate Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the Sarlacc.
Yeah, Sarlacc, yeah.
Again, I don't understand.
Wait, did the Sarlacc burp?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Still not understanding.
Go ahead. You know what? One of the first things I want to see in one of the new episodes is Boba Fett getting out of there, which I think should happen.
Yeah, to climb out or something. Yeah, well, yeah.
I've
true.
Only seen the first one because so that's why I don't know.
They're supposed to be doing spinoffs of Boba Fett and Yoda and whatnot of just the movie, just about them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just about or Han Solo and probably not even Han Solo. They couldn't do that now.
He's like Han's duet now.
Yeah,
here, boy.
Nothing. But yeah, they're supposed to be doing spinoffs, but that would be a good one.
Yeah, we got to bring Boba Fett back, and it'd be cool if it turns out to be a woman. But Holly was doing the broadcast, and she stopped doing it, and I was like, "Well, I'm getting sick of doing the YouTube videos. so let's do a podcast. And then Holly got back to me about 4 months later.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, okay, let's do this. I guess she was exploring other options before she said yes to me.
But how did you guys know each other before that?
On Twitter. And I used to call in, or still do sometimes, call into the Ron and Fez show, so she knew me from there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's one of their, like, they know him as Rorschach. Like, when you sure. call up,
sure.
they're like, hey, it's Rorschach. Like, they know you.
Right.
Sure. Okay.
So anyway, and when we started it, and I bought a board and the cables and the mic and in a week from Amazon, and was ready to go the next weekend.
And you guys, it's almost a year now, right? You guys been doing it.
It's coming up on a year next month. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do, I have to say.
Try doing it 19 years and you're going to fucking hate her after a while. Just despise looking at their face.
Yeah, we've been doing this a long time. But I love your songs, like his songs, like they have a semblance of music. And then he sings, but he's a little off key, but it sounds right. Like, I can't, I keep giving slight examples of something and then not giving the full example.
No, I'm getting what you're saying.
But it's, yeah. I find him to be so entertaining, and you.
It's almost better that you can't describe it.
Yeah, it really is, because it would be boring if I just said, yeah, well, it's like this, it's that.
He has a ukulele.
It's a C chord, and yeah. take care.
Yeah, he has a ukulele, hits the high notes, and then it's always a sad song.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I love doing those, and Holly's always pressuring me to do some more. And I've always found out that the best ones I do, I peel off in like 10 minutes, and then the ones you work for like a week on,
right,
are just shit.
Yeah, it's the ones you just do it and it just happens.
Yeah,
and you're like, hey, you know what? Sometimes with anything that works, you know, whether it's a song or a joke or a script. Whatever it is, you know, sometimes it just happens and you don't question it. To don't say, hey, why is this so easy or why did this come out? So don't question it. Just go with it.
Right.
Real quick. Somebody in the chat room just asked how long we've been on the air. Is it 10 years in July or 9 years in July?
July 2005 we started. So July it's going to be 9 years.
It's going to be 9 years.
9 years. Yeah. Real successful.
We had some heat.
Yeah. Did we have some heat? You fuck. Shut up. But so now, Andy, do you venture outside of your property?
Oh yeah, you know, I go to the grocery store and the post office.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that. I was getting to something. I knew I was,
you know,
something here.
Basically that's about it. You know. Oh, and I have to go around at the first of the month and collect rent from everybody.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Oh, it's rental properties. It's got
well, you got more than one
rental
property.
Rental properties, but businesses on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not you know, Jersey City, so he doesn't have to have a vowel at the end of his name.
No, I was going
to
say, Andy, people like that in Jersey, we have a name for them. It's called Jews. That's, now, because I always picture you as you... I don't want to say shut in, because obviously you're not as shut in, but you seem like you're very much a homebody. And I know that you take care of your mom and, you know, you're always there to make sure that she's okay. But besides that, I mean, do you ever like go on vacation or go anywhere?
Oh, fuck no. I hate doing that shit. Yeah.
And that was,
I hate going on vacations. Yeah.
Well, if you've got everything set up at your own place, who needs a fucking vacation? The idea of if you really don't want to go and hang out with a bunch of foreigners or see some other locale, stay the fuck home. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I, you know, if I wasn't interested, do I want to see the pyramids? Not anymore. I've seen them enough on TV. It's sandy hot and this is a bunch of rocks. Yeah. Cool. I'll make it my fucking screensaver from now on.
Yeah.
I don't need it. But I mean, you got plenty of food in the fridge. You've got all your equipment. You've got all the movies you want, and your favorite most comfy couch or your bed. Can't get that on fucking traveling. So I'm right there with him.
Yeah, I just there's never been any appeal to me to. In fact, I think I haven't been further west than Alabama. The furthest north I've been is Tennessee, and I've been to Florida once.
Ooh, you really are.
So you've never been to New York, huh?
No, no.
Wow. So, like...
Or as my dad used to call it, Jew York.
Yeah. So you're on your little... You got your little Bermuda Triangle thing going on there, pretty much, from you going up to, like, Tennessee, cutting across to Florida and back. Like, that's the only part of... It's the only part of the world you've ever seen.
Yeah, I've seen other parts of the world on a screen, but not with my eyes. Yeah, because
that's the same. Right, of course. Now, is there a place that you would love to go, but you're like, I would love to go and see that or to this place or this area, but, you know, because of whatever, you're just like not into going, but it would be, if they could bring it to you, where would you like to go?
Holy shit.
That's a damn good question.
That is a damn good question. It's probably New York. Mm. Yeah. Definitely. I really wanted to come to the benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And, I couldn't leave mom. Yeah. I couldn't leave mother. So.
You got that right, Norman.
But, yeah, that would have been cool because that was a fun day and everything was great that day. I mean, and how he's doing, from what I gather, is just miraculous.
Yeah, he's fine. He's going to be fine.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude.
Now, you mentioned you did YouTube videos. Where do we find those? Do you post them or you just... or?
Oh, yeah. I've got like 200 or 300 videos up.
Really? Of course he does. He doesn't work. He's got time to put these fucking things up.
Let's see. You know what? I don't even know the URL. Let me... I'm going to have to look.
What would people put on YouTube to find it? Would it be Rorschach7 or would it be like your name? Or how would it... What would the easiest way to find it just in the YouTube search bar?
It's
called How to Brush Your Teeth When the Sun's Out.
Yeah. You know what? They've changed my name. It's under Andrew Black now. It's my real name. Why did they change that? It used to be Seven or Rorschach Seven. That's so odd. Well, I think they integrated with Google or something, didn't they?
I have no idea. I think so.
Anyway, they're all up there. Just search for like a fucking... wow, man, I've got a ton of videos on here. You know what? My biggest video is probably Star Trek Girl. It's a song I wrote, and it's gotten like about 60,000 views.
Okay.
And
Star Trek Girl?
I review Sam Adams' Winter Lager, and on Breaking Bad Day, I shave my head. And
is this a music video, Star Trek Girl?
Yeah, it's just a song I wrote. One of those I wrote in like 3 minutes, and then I found a picture of a girl, and it was shit. I don't even know, man.
Is it under your Rorschach like seven? Is that your thing? Because I see one, but it says Stars Notes by Stars Notes, and I don't think that's you.
Oh, look
right
at there! It's not on the front page anymore, you motherfuckers.
Language R-O-R. S C H A.
There it is.
It's seven, right?
It's under Andrew Black still. It's Star Trek Girl. It's gotten 68,000 hits now.
Really?
Yeah.
Star Trek Girl.
And it just shows a Andrew picture Black? Of a girl's breast with a Spock uniform on.
Really?
Yeah.
There it is. It's only like a minute long. Can we play it real quick?
Sure.
Is it translate just to, it's the video was post. I mean, it was a song you wrote first, right?
Right.
Cool. Hold on. I want to play this real quick.
Yeah, that's it.
Star Trek girl, you rule my world. Your mini skirt and your smile. Little long and prosperous, what you say that gets me through another day. I recognize your color, you're a science officer, but I bet that's not all you have to offer. 20 years in here, dude, too. I love you. Oh,
That is the most brilliant video I've ever seen. Dude, I couldn't keep my eye off the video because you see, like, the bottom half of a girl in a skirt. And it, as long as the song is, that's how long it took for you to get up to see the whole thing. And the whole time you're seeing her tit through the shirt, the Star Trek shirt.
Two questions. Yeah. Who made the music?
I did.
And who's the girl singing?
That's me singing.
See, that's you. See, that's what I thought. One dude, music, fucking awesome, awesome. And I'm like, there's no way that he could do that in the afternoon. That would have to be a night thing. So there's no girl that's gonna sing for him. So he had to synthesize his voice. I knew it. But well done, pal. Well done.
Yeah, and who, that probably took 3 minutes to do the video. And 70,000 hits later.
That's great.
That's crazy. You know,
well awesome. Done on the music, man. It's really, really good. Well, well produced.
Yeah, okay. and
I love doing that audio shit.
Oh, do you really? Okay.
Yeah,
dude. His stuff on there. It's like he's got this all about Twitter song, and it's just funny. I really enjoy you and the Halls. It's a lot of fun to listen to you too, chumps. Bless
me.
Well, listen, dude, I don't want to keep you from any more of your beauty sleep, and we're going to have to take a break. We've done pretty much an hour, and we're going to take our first break in a couple minutes. But plug anything you want to plug, dude, whatever it is, the show, website, whatever, anything you want.
Just big girl porn.
Bantha milk slash...
Dagobah and the Sarlacc.
Luke'sinterpreter.com.
That's it. Everybody knows me.
Well, it's all about me. Which just describe to everybody the show real quick, like because people think, oh, it's all about me. That's a thing with you guys because we need to get attention and all that. But that's not really what the show's all about.
Right. It's mostly to do with Twitter. We usually interview a Twitter person of the week kind of thing. Last week we had on...
you had the director guy.
Yeah, the director, the play director guy. And the week before that we had on a guy who does... who cooks and posts his own pictures and stuff up of him cooking and stuff. And they all made fun of me for my Tombstone pizza love. And I love fucking Tombstones. But what is it? What's that silence over there? All right.
I was trying to think of something like, what are you, White Earp? You know, like I was trying to think of something that had to do with Tombstone. That's my fault.
Yeah, we mostly just, focus on Twitter and me and Holly just talk about our weeks and stuff. And next week I'm going to be doing it with Doc Wheatley from his podcast. I can't remember the name of it now because I'm, half asleep. But because Holly's going to have surgery this week, and she's not going to be there.
Yep.
Minor regular surgery? What's that? Okay. Regular?
It's on her ovaries.
Yeah.
Something, I think there's a thing on her ovary.
Yeah, okay. She's getting some stuff done to, get the whole system cleaned out so there's no problems in the future.
Little Roto-Rooter up there. Yeah, got it. Yep. Got
to do what you got to do.
Runs in my family. But she'll be just fine.
And the show is every Saturday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time to 2 o'clock. Now on morelikeradio.com.
Yes, finally.
Yes, finally. Part of the family here. And I'm telling you, I'm very happy that you guys are with us.
Yeah, me too. We bounced around a lot, but I really feel like we're home here, except I've been banned from the website.
I know he's not. He just doesn't. He's like you. He's not putting himself into the system. So when he goes to be like an administrator, it keeps kicking him out. And he cries that he's like being, that he, it's a conspiracy. They don't like him. You know, he's just a chooch. But
what does that mean?
Chooch is an Italian term for like you're just a jackass. Like you're
a chooch.
Yeah, chooch is a very endearing thing you could call anybody. It's our N-word, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm going to use that some more.
Chooch, yeah. Chooch is fucking great, dude. Like, we could talk for hours. I'll give you a bunch of different Italian things you can call people.
Oh, I already use Menegot and Gattamar.
Wow. Okay, hold on a second.
It hurts my ears when you say that.
Wow, all right. First of all, it's...
Gattamar.
I got to get a Bill Maher. No, it's a Gallimard.
Gallimard.
And okay. Menegot.
Menegot.
Got a mare.
Yeah.
Got a mar.
I got a Belmar.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wait, I think the Gattamar lives on Dagobah.
Here, I'll teach you something you could say to somebody. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go. Managgia la Madonna Santissima Gula Sorda, which means curse the Virgin Mary, that whore, and your sister's ass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, something like that. Italians can be very vicious when it comes to that shit.
So. Yeah, but his mom and his dad, that's what they would say to him.
Yeah, that was the way my mother would tell us it's time to eat. You know, she would just scream that. But, dude, man, I really appreciate you calling us up, and I know you want
to
get some sleep.
Yeah, nice meeting you, pal. Good talking to you.
You too, Kenny.
Anytime you want to freak, and I'm trying to get Kenny with Holly to hook up so Kenny could do the show one day.
Yeah, well,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, what I'll do is you know, I have the time, so I'll plan my couple of days beforehand. I'll go on the Rorschach diet and go to bed at 4 or 5. Well, I'll go to bed at maybe midnight-ish, and then I'll wake up at 9 in the morning,
yeah,
do the show at noon.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Go. Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys, listen, I'm sorry my voice was shot, and I hope it didn't bore you all to death. So.
Nope.
No, it's great, man. It's great talking to you,
fun,
pal.
Man. All right, Andy. All right.
Bye, y'all.
Take it easy.
I'll see ya.
That's Rorschach from the It's All About Me podcast.
You can tell that he's out of his mind.
Yeah, yeah, I love him. I love him,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
And you can follow him on Twitter. It's Rorschach without an H at the end, 7 on Twitter.
Yeah, right? We'll get along just fine.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We've been doing an hour. And somebody, Wes417 is in the chat room.
Is he really?
Yep. So let's...
tell him... He's in our chat room. That's Wes.
Yeah.
That's Wes.
Yeah.
Tell him if...
Well, you could tell him right now because he's listening.
He's listening. So we do that all the time.
I do that all the time. Like, tell them in the chat room.
Yeah. Wes, if you can hear me. I was trying to see if he responded in Facebook, but I didn't see you respond, so I figured you might just... give a buzz or head in the chat room. But we're going to take a quick break, and I'll send you the... Joe's going to send you the number in the chat. If you can, man, I know you're busy. I know you're leaving on Wednesday. If you want to call in just for a couple quick minutes and we'll talk about everything, it's up to you, pal.
Okay.
All right, so send him the number and we'll take a quick break, take a leak, and he can call if he wants whenever he can on the show.
All right, we'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes. morelikeradio.com or contiandkenny.com. And for the special episodes of Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com. It's as simple as that. Enjoy Conti and Kenny. Enjoy the Conti and Kenny Show. It's wonderful. It's hilarious. It's... Oh, fuck. Who am I kidding? It's a load of fucking shit. Just listen to it. It's better when Johnny O's on. He's always funny.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no. 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 God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not as painful as that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/mlrtees. That's tinyurl.com/mlrtees. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/mlrtees.
To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contiankenny.com. And for the special episodes of Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiankenny.com. It's as simple as that. Here you go. This is how you listen live to the Conti and Kenny Show. It's from 7 to 10 p.m. You can download the TuneIn app and search More Like Radio, or listen through the chat on morelikeradio.com/live from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Then listen to the last hour on contiandkenny.com. Or on contiandkenny.com from 7 to 10, the whole night. You can hear that however you want, you know? It's just a load of bollocks. It's so convoluted you wouldn't believe. Why they can't just keep it simple? One click. That's all you need. One bloody click. Dopey bloody Guido.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. it's probably reminding you to order something you'll need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Joe Matarese. You're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show. Enjoy it.
All right, we're back.
Yes.
That I just have to thank, besides Andy, of course we're calling in, Dave Ingram. Dave Ingram did all of these new thingies for us, stingers, whatever you
Devil's
want to call
Island.
Them. Devil's
Island.
Yeah, it was just... great, man. All the new, with all the updated shit, and he's the best. So, Metal Breakfast Radio, that's his podcast. His new project, Men Amongst the Dead Men.
You fucked it up.
Oh, Men at Work. That's right. He has a new song called Living, I'm Here and Down Under, where women fucking whatever.
Vegemite sandwich.
A Vegemite sandwich and bloody.
She's going to be pissed.
It's a bloody white sandwich. And
Vegemite sandwich.
It's a Vegemite sandwich and bollocks. It's nothing but bollocks. If you listen to Metal Breakfast Radio, you could actually play a game. It's like a drinking game. Where every time he says bollocks, you could drink, or anytime.
You got Donovan also.
Donovan. Also Donovan's on. Fucking great, man.
He's an American.
Yeah, he's American. But yeah, it's such a weird podcast.
What's the song? Oh, no. An Englishman. He's a New York man. English. Whatever.
I don't know.
The police song. Englishman in New York.
I'm not sure.
No, it actually was a Jamaican in New York.
Oh, but yeah, go check out Metal Breakfast Radio. They just play all these different hardcore songs and talk over them and smash them and give them ratings. And they get mad if a song is, if they'll like say, all right, this next song is 3 minutes and 10 seconds. You would think it's a travesty. You would have thought that the world was coming to an end. They hate songs that are that long. So it's not like you have to listen to an 11-minute song. The songs are like a minute and 30 seconds, and it's just them like playing sound effects and saying bollocks, bullshit, rubbish.
You should hear them tear apart Happy Birthday. They hate it.
Yeah, check it out. Metal Breakfast Radio. Thank you, Dave. You're the
fine
best.
Gentleman there.
He sure is.
He there's a couple of things that he posted on Facebook that were just hilarious. It's there's one, oh son of a bitch. You know what? I'll post it once I figure out how. I'll repost it. But it's I guess three European dudes or whatever, and they're at like a rave or whatnot, and they're dancing.
We got a quick phone call.
Okay.
Hello?
Conti and Kenny Show.
Oh, Conti and Kenny Show.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, what's up? It's Cousin Joe.
Hey, what's up, pal?
What's up, brother?
What's up, guys? Just calling to say hi.
Hello.
I was going to call earlier, but I was busy snacking on my goat amare.
Got amare. And he tried to do the accent. He was like, it's the manicotti and the got amare.
Yeah, got amare.
It's hilarious.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? I'm just sitting here wasting my life away like usual.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean your show.
No, we know what you mean.
Oh, what do you mean?
It's the show. We know.
No, I have this new addiction with My Free Cams. I don't know if you guys heard of it.
No.
All right, it's literally myfreecams.com, and it's free. You don't have to pay for anything. You can watch these girls.
Fucking there's Kenny's writing. Kenny quickly grabbed the pen.
It's all girls just like on cam live from their house or whatever, and you could buy what they call tokens. I guess that makes it legal, so it's not prostitution. And you tip them tokens, which, for instance, real quick, I'll break it down. Like 20 tokens is, 20 bucks is 200 tokens. So it's okay. Like 10 cents a token. They get 5 cents per token. And it's like, you know, 50 tokens and my tits come out. 100 vag. And then it goes up to cum show and they're just fucking themselves.
What's a cum show?
It's when they just take out a dildo and they just start fucking themselves and they squirt all over the place. It's amazing. Yeah, wow. They even downloaded the software to
how much is that
video. No, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to pay a thing. You could just sit in the chat and wait till these losers tip them and watch.
Oh, you could just watch on their dime. It's
yeah, exactly.
Like sneaking into the peekaboo booth and your friend pays.
And there's this one girl I was thinking about
peekaboo booth.
Her.
That doesn't sound right.
A peekaboo booth.
That's too.
That's a game you play with a young girl that plans on being a stripper when she gets older.
Peekaboo booth.
It's all really fun and hot until they get too close. Sometimes they zoom the camera in too close. This girl I was just watching zoomed the camera in way too close on her vag. And she opened it up after she came. And, like, you guys remember, like, those fabric stress balls you'd squeeze?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like if you squeeze it too hard and it split.
Oh.
And it just, like, it was popping out. Like, no, that should be sealed. What's wrong? Go to a doctor. It was really bad.
That happened to my friend. My friend years ago, it was at the show place in the city. I think it was the show place. Show World.
Okay.
Show World. And it was just, you know, but it was a big glass. So it was almost like a prison visit, you know? And there was this chick on the other end. And you could talk to him, like, because there's holes in the you know, in the bulletproof glass. And he's, like, telling her. And he's asking her to do all this stuff. And then he tells her to turn around and bend over and press her ass up against the glass. Whatever it was.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude. And it was...
Prolapsed?
No, but it was... You could see... I don't even want to say
see
it.
Your grandchildren's feet?
No, stop with the auto jokes. You would see little dots of blood.
Oh.
Yeah, like her ass must have had I don't know. I don't understand, but her fanny had splotches of blood on it, like little dots of blood or like red dots and he was like, "All right, listen, I'm just going to go cuz there's nothing happening here." Like, that's just, I mean, this was also New York, late 80s, early 90s, when shit was going down everywhere.
Yeah.
This was when New York was fucking king.
It was fun.
I remember being 15 in the 80s, going out with a couple of friends of mine who were older, just driving around, and it was like, what do you want to do tonight? We're going to go bust on the hookers. It was called busting on the hookers. Just to go around and just be like, hey, what's up, girls? You want to party? You know, show us your tits. And then you take off or whatever they were doing. You know what I mean?
And back then, it was like 20 to 50 tops, right?
In the 90s, it was 20 bucks. When I used to go in the early to mid-90s, it was 20 bucks for a Hummerooski.
And this isn't like the toothless hookers of the point. HBO.
No, that was the short route. That's when we didn't have the money to go on the bridge, so we would go to Patterson and take our chances, if you know what I mean. And that wasn't fun either. But no, it's 20 bucks, you know. And they were hookers, but they were dressed.
You know what?
Pretty
but
nice.
that's before there. There's so many different call girl things now.
This was before the internet.
Yeah,
you know. And then the transition was. Where they got them off the streets. So you'd be sitting there driving in your car and two hot chicks pull up in an SUV next to you. Like every guy's dream, like two chicks are going to walk up and be like, you know, hey, what are you guys doing? You want a party? And they would see us and they'd be like, hey, what are you guys doing? We're like, nothing. They were like, hey, you guys want to get blown? We're like, yeah. And they were like, you guys got 20 bucks? I'm like, what the fuck? Like they saw that we were potential Johns just because I had a 96 fucking... you know, Chrysler LeBaron. I had a Chrysler LeBaron for a while. That was a real hooker mobile. But yeah, it was just, it was pretty bad.
So myfreecams.com. I'm going to have to
check that pen real quick.
But yeah, these days, I got a friend that I swear it's not me because unfortunately these days are behind me. But I got a friend that can order a hooker and she'll bring an 8-ball to his apartment. Like it comes with the escort. It's amazing.
Really? But
with the MyFreeCams thing, again, with technology, you know, they don't have to look at you. So they don't get to see your creepy face jerking off. But it's weird. There are guys weirder than the ones that want to see feet. I still don't understand that. There are guys that want to pay for the girls to look at their camera.
Oh,
like,
really?
You don't have to have a cam to look at the shit, but there are guys that, like, want the girls to watch them jerk off and pay for it, which I'll never
Yeah, pay. I guess, yeah, it's wanting the woman to watch him doing something dirty, feeling dirty. Like, yeah, you look at it. It's almost like
approval? Is that what?
Well, I don't know if it's for approval, but it's more like, hey, it's like taking a dog and fucking putting its face in the duty that he just made. Well, it's like, you fucking look what you just did. It's like, you look at what you make me do. You know what I mean? It's definitely, and I don't think it's a real positive thing. I think it's more of a negative thing. Like, you bitch, take a look at me, jerk. I'm really making a lot of sound bites for Ingram to take a lot of. Yeah.
No, it's like the guys that go on and say, hey, can you choke yourself? Where are you?
Yeah.
What basement are you in?
Yeah, there's some weirdos, man. It's such a difference between, like, you know, like a little bit of a, you know, something that takes a little, you know, hey, you know what, I got a little fetish here, and I'm a little, you know, but, and then when it goes to this other level where it's not even sexual anymore. It's all. It's like the difference between rape and sex.
Well, when I get the one where they're like, oh, I'm just gonna hang out for this one, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like morning, and I'm like, well, you sit there and you watch this, you better watch this, and then you get off faster.
Yeah, it's definitely some weird shit. But this cam thing, I heard were these chicks on Ron and Fez this last week or this week?
I don't know. I honestly didn't listen the past 2 weeks.
I was listening one day, and these chicks were talking about this cam, and there was a movie or something that this guy's making, and these broads are talking about these fucking cams like they were fucking geologists and physicists. I'm like, look, you're not curing cancer. It's just another way to show your fucking body and make money. Which is fine. I'm not even saying it's like negative or degrading or anything, but don't try to color it up like you're doing. So, oh, and I get into my art. She's talking about her art, and I'm like, fuck you.
It's not exactly a profession.
Fuck you. It's a job, and you're using what you have to make that money. And you know what? If you got it, you got the goods, cool. But don't try to make it like she's talking about all the different things that it puts me in, and I do, and I come up with all these different creative ways. Fuck you, creative ways.
Well, hey, look, man, if I didn't have like a post-nuclear war chest, I'd get naked on camera and strip and shit if I could make money from it.
It does look like when the thing hit in Krakow, what is it,
I'm not helping you with this.
I'm looking at
all
Kenny
I know
this
is you falling
when the dinosaur
in the tub.
Where it fell right on the bottom of Mexico. Where it
the Yucatan Peninsula.
Yeah, but what's the place where it landed?
It was
a cow.
No, it's not Chichen Itza. It was
whatever. The time has passed.
Yes,
the timing is gone.
All right, fellas, I don't want to keep you. I just want to say hi. And
hey, cousin Joe, thanks for coming out because we have a. We have this guy, Wes, calling in, and probably as soon as you hang up.
Excuse me.
That's
all right.
He's calling in at 8:30. Hey, you know, some people make appointments to get into this fucking show here. You just decide to bust in and say, hey, Doc, I got this thing on my elbow.
He brought great info, though.
He did bring good info. But, yeah, definitely check out Joe's show, which I think, what, this Thursday or next Thursday you wanted me to come in?
The 20th, yeah, next Thursday.
The 20th,
Kenny, if you can
okay.
Come, that'd be great.
And Kenny could come.
I got my rehearsal dinner.
His brother's getting married.
Brother's getting tied in a knot.
But next Thursday, I'm in.
All right, awesome, because Don Jameson's calling in, and I suck at interviews, so I'm going to rely on you, Conti.
Oh, okay, good. Donnie, I'm not good Jameson at interviews either. Did you listen to my interview with Rorschach? I'm not good at it. But I know Don, so it's all cool.
All right, perfect.
All right, so, and this is Joe Coletta, and your Twitter is... what is it? Is it just Joe Coletta?
It's at Joe Coletta, yeah.
1L2Ts?
It's watchmefalloutofthetub.com. Fucking brilliant.
And his show is the Cousin Joe Show, another show on More Like Radio on Thursday night, 7 to 10, with him and Dave Sadzik and Mike Marino or Dan Marino or Dan DeMarino.
No, Mike Marino's the old hack. Yeah, give me the bat.
Hey, Vinny, get the bat. Oh!
All right, guys. Good talking.
All right, man. See you later. The old hack. Shit. That's funny, man. Oh. So, I like silence.
No. I was just right.
It's okay.
There.
Okay.
Real quick before
Wes calls in.
Yeah, we're going. I posted in the chat room. I just figured it out because Joe showed me. But in the More Like Radio chat room, it's also posted in the Conti and Kenny chat room. Is a quick. It's Wes41. It's his website, and it's also YouTube. Is that a phone call?
I think it's calling in.
All right.
Excuse me. Conti and Kenny show. Hello.
Conti and Kenny show.
Hey, I'm Wes calling in.
Hey, Wes, what's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
Not man. Long time no talk. How you been?
Hey, yeah. I didn't realize you were working like back scenes back here, huh?
Yeah, Wes is a pal from the old Juvenile Frequency days. And I met Wes through Jamesy, our old producer, and his friend Denise. Denise is cousins and friends with Wes or something like that.
Okay.
And Wes is a former, he's a motocross champion and all kinds of stuff and had an accident and now he's a quadriplegic. And the big thing is he's got his foundation, Wes41, which we'll get into in a couple of minutes. But cool. Big thing with Wes is that he goes for alternative medicine, stem cell stuff over in India, you know, and I was telling Joe a little bit before that, you know, in this country, it's kind of frowned upon. There's a big fight with stem cells and everything.
Yeah, it's like the abortion thing. It's about 50-50.
Yeah, yeah. But Wes goes to India and gets these things, and he's moving his chest and his arm, and it's all kinds of great
really?
Stuff. And he documents everything. Yeah, so he's doing – is this the third trip you're going?
This is the third trip we're going on, and we're headed out tomorrow morning.
Oh, I thought it was Wednesday. I'm sorry, brother. I know you're busy.
Yeah, man. It's so crazy to like over all the years. You're still butchering it with the Wes41.
Say that again.
You're still butchering the website with the Wes41.
Oh, yeah. Am I? it's Wes
417. I'm sorry.
One spelled out seven. So it's Wes number 4-O-N-E, the number 7.
You know what? He's Wes totally 4-1. Right. I used to douche the website.
It sounds like an Adam 12 thing. We have a Wes 4-1 in progress.
But Wes, if you were listening before in the beginning of the show, I did say Wes.
Yes.
Wes 417. I said it right because I had the sweatshirts up on.
Now I'm going to ask Wes.
I'm so sorry,
Wes,
pal.
This is Joe Conti.
Oh,
I got a question for you. What happened? You couldn't put a fucking number 1 in there? Well, Wes 417 was no good? You had to get fancy
on
this?
I just wanted 417, but someone else had it already, and then it's my motocross racing number. It's actually 417, 417. I needed some to fundraise with, and I needed a logo. And one night I just sat there and typed it up, and I was like, that looks pretty cool, and just went with that.
You should have told us, dude. We would have fucking found this piece of shit, and we would have given him a pillow party until he gave you the website. It wouldn't have been a big deal. We just pounded
him. It would have been 4-O-N-E-7.
Yeah, no, it would have been 4, just West.
No,
4-1-7.
He liked the, you know, you got to see the sweatshirts.
Oh,
yeah,
it looks
it's
cool.
It's
with
hot.
The...
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Oh, okay.
I got one for my little niece.
Nice.
And I bought one for myself, and you know all the proceeds. Now I know that the unfortunately I didn't get to talk to earlier, but can we still donate for you? Is there still a line open? I know.
Oh, yeah, I still have a. There's a donation link on my website. Actually, the Indiegogo ended March 1st, but yeah. And there's a donation link on my website.
Okay, perfect. Now for I know you explained this on the other show, but just real quick, just kind of give us our listeners here now, just a kind of quick what happened to you, if you can, just to
definitely. And you blew me up so much, you're making me sound way too good. I was never a champion or anything. I just really loved the sport and raced for 6 years before I broke my neck. So from the time I was 10 years old, I just started really loving dirt bikes and got into it and. I also played football. It was just very competitive, and it was just one of those freak things, a regular race, and That's the thing with dirt, though. It changes as opposed to hitting like a metal ramp like those freestyle guys. That it's the same thing every time. The dirt is going to change every lap. And just happened to hit this lip, and it threw me in the air wrong, and I ended up landing on my face, and my body bent over me backwards, and I shattered my C4 vertebrae, and it was like a light switch. Been paralyzed for 8 years ever since then.
Well, it's an amazing story, too, and when you see he documents everything when he goes to India.
And, now, how old are you, bro?
I am 23 right now, but I was 16 years old when it happened.
Damn. So now this is your third time going to India for this yep. Stem cell. Now, do you have to go to obviously you do, but is it that they're more advanced in the, you know, in that alternative medicine, or is it just it's something really specific to what your injury is?
Well, not specific to me. They actually treat all ailments over there. They're treating, you know, Lyme disease. There's a lot of people coming from California and Germany and from all over the world with Lyme disease because that's a major issue, and they've had some really good effects with that. But there's kids with autism. There's people coming from all over. The only thing they won't treat is cancer. But, man, it's really been blowing up. And pretty much for me, where we're at and with my family, we've committed to this place. We've gone, this is going to be our third time, and a lot more places are popping up. And like you said, in the United States, it's still a big issue, and there's just so much misconceptions with where stem cells come from. And I am getting embryonic stem cells, which do come from an embryo, but they have nothing to do with aborted fetuses or anything like that. But that always comes up. It's just kind of it just boils down to ignorance. But there are a lot of places popping up. They're doing some stuff in Panama, and they're doing stuff all over the world, but I've committed to this place, and I've seen results, and I've had my results here, so I'm going to continue to go to this place as long as I can afford it or until I don't feel that it's viable or that there's something better available. But even in the U.S., I mean, we see doctors coming over from India all the time. As far as medical, they seem to be on top of their game over there.
It was one of the amazing things I saw when after we got a chance, Wes is down in Louisiana.
Okay.
And the connecting flight was out of Newark to go to India or to get over to Europe or whatever. So Me, James, and Denise had a chance, and we met him and his mom at the airport.
Oh, no
just
shit.
Just in the snack bar hanging out. We got to say hello and stuff because we've been following Wes. And one of the amazing things is you know, you see Wes and he's in the chair and the whole thing. And when he shows you him doing the exercises and everything.
Okay.
And then he shows, like, the people that he lives with also. Wasn't so much, we didn't see the other diseases in certain videos, mm-hmm. but it's all these other paraplegics, and all these people, they're walking. Wes is like moving in and out of his chair, you know what I mean? Moving his chest, his shoulders, and you know, right, Wes? I'm correct in that one, right? Just, you start...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been a very long, slow road. I mean, I'm 8 years in, and when I first went, I was in a power chair, and I could only move my head and draw my chair around, and now I'm able to... I mean, I'm moving my arms pretty good. I mean, from nothing to where I am now is huge. And actually, on my second trip, we were able to show the MRIs, you know, the black and white proof from showing the dead tissue on the spinal cord to the next one, where you actually see the connections and, you know, the actual dead tissue shrinking in the spinal cord. So it's still a really long road, and it's going to be a long road no matter what. It's not a cure-all, but anything for me is, you know, even if I was able to get my bladder function back or anything like that would be huge, or one arm. So I'm doing everything I can, really. But, it's been a long road. And
I have to ask you, are you still – remember when we met at the airport, are you still in that same chair or did you get a different chair?
I'm still in the manual chair. I'm not able to push it on my own quite yet, but when I work out on my own, when I get into my swings that kind of eliminate gravity – I can really kill a workout and get some really good stuff going. And I've been working out hard 5 days a week, every day. And I'm actually trying to get out to California to go to Project Walk after this. That's why the donation thing is still really huge, because we're trying to get out there. And like I said, I'm vegan and everything now. I've been eating this diet for a year.
I saw that, yeah.
Doing everything on my end, you know, like everything I can do, put myself in the best position to get better. So I feel really good about this trip, and we're going for 9 weeks. So the first trip we went for 3 months. The second trip we only went for 5 weeks, and now we're going for 9 weeks. and it takes about 6 weeks to start seeing any improvement from the stem cell. So,
well, being a, since you're a vegan, I don't see it being a big culture shock to be going to India for a while. I think you'll be all right there.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going from White Castle Burgers.
What was that?
It's not like you're going from White Castle Burgers and you're like, oh, really? I got to eat this curry mush? At least you're like, hey, you know what? You're a vegan, so you're down with it. And you go there and you just continue your same type of eating.
It's an okra, kale, and stem cell smoothie.
No, it is pretty cool that over there, I mean, the whole population, I mean, 90% of the population is vegetarian, I believe, because, right, you know, the cow is a sacred animal over there. So if you go to McDonald's, they have no beef. You can only get chicken or fish. And, I mean, it's just really interesting. I just going to another country and experiencing that is pretty cool. But yeah, I'm actually trying to be completely raw while I'm over there. So only fruits and vegetables, no cooked food. And that'll be big over there because the economy there and the government, it's not like a huge, huge power. So I guess they haven't really gotten too preservatives and everything over there. So if you don't eat the fruit within the first couple of days, it goes rotten. And that's a big deal, though, to be able to get fresh fruit and get coconuts and everything every day. And, you know, just have my body in the most healthiest state possible and every cell in my body as healthy as possible. So
yeah, that
I have the best shot to recover.
Yeah, that's still, you know, India is one of those countries that it's locally grown. Everything, you know, anything you get is coming on the back of a moped, just from fresh from the, you know, the field.
You could see the field
where it's coming from. Yeah, yeah, that's great. That's great. None of those preservatives and everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped on that. My first trip, I was still eating meat and everything. I was pretty big the first time going there, and that was a big problem, like lifting and transferring. And this time I'm actually having my best friend Nate come along with me and my younger sisters come along. So it's not just me and my mom this time.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
I have a lot of help lifting, and it'll make the videos a lot better. I got a GoPro for Christmas, and we're going to be hooking up some HD video. I got a connection with some music and stuff. We're going to have a lot of higher grade videos, and we're going to be doing a video every day while we're there.
Oh, no kidding.
Pretty amazing, I think. Just from what you're telling me from going from where you were to now, you know, granted it's 8 years, but with the way we keep really progressing, like, you know, you have to be very, you have to really be positive and really looking forward to the next couple of years for what they can really get going on. You know what I mean? Like, really can do with the modern technology and how they're just like making strides every single day. You know, forget about just like Western medicine, but this goes all around the globe. And I think it's amazing that you can do what you do right now compared, you know, because you know what? And I don't know, before Christopher Reeves, it was like nobody really paid attention unless you knew somebody personally that happened. But once it happened to Christopher Reeves, he like really opened up the floor for people to go, we really got to do something. And I think he was a catalyst for stem cells, for getting people, because people
were at
least
starting the argument.
Absolutely, man. People were like, you know, how can you not try and do something with this stem cell? And then you had somebody, and of course it took somebody who's famous to sit there and make a point and get people to listen, but who cares? Now, do you...
Yeah, definitely. I feel like he was the biggest, he's the most important person for spinal cord injury, probably more than anyone, because just he had so much money and he was so willing to, he didn't accept his situation, and that was huge. So even for all the therapy equipment, I mean, anyone that gets paralyzed now and when you go into rehab, and all the equipment and everything here, I mean, he was an entrepreneur for that, and he got all those things going, and he was, I mean, the first person to try all these different things and develop this technology to walk in. So not even just stem cells, but just the whole movement in general before Christopher Reeves got hurt. It was really rough to be a spinal cord injury. And, I mean, it sucks to say, and it's really bad, and you see it nowadays that nothing really changes unless someone really important it happens to them, or you know, someone close to them that
perceived
they're willing
to be important. Exactly,
it's hard in the U.S. too. That I mean, I'm not into kind of conspiracies or anything like that, but I feel that there's a lot of lobbying going on with pharmaceuticals and that kind of thing. That, I mean, there's no real money in a cure here.
Oh,
if everyone's cured, then no one's being able to buy, you know, all these different prescriptions. I mean, every time I have to take a piss, it costs $21 for a catheter, you know, so that's five times a day, you know, a year, you could do the math, you know, and everything else. I need someone's making a lot of money. Oh, and there's, you know, a lot of people that are paralyzed, 3 million people in the U.S., so it's big business. So even when you see pro athletes and football players, when they get hurt, they go overseas to get fixed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The FDA is a joke anyway. The FDA is just in the back pocket of the pharmaceutical industry, which is, you know, I mean, to me, I think it's the big four. You have pharmaceuticals, you have oil, you have insurance, and you have basically the medical field. And it's all about making those four as much money as possible. They're the big four, yeah. And even the food industry, if you want to. But it's just like the FDA sits there and will let anything that is a synthetic drug go through, you know, with every single possible side effect, but something that would be considered organic or whatever.
Well, they just had the brand new painkiller that's like, you know, five times more potent than heroin or Oxycontin, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They'll release that, but they can't do an embryonic stem cell kind of
exactly
research, nothing like that, you know? And who knows?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, look at cannabis in the U.S. I mean, how much stuff that you can treat with that, and if we actually took the time to break down each cannabinoid and figure everything out, but no, I mean, it's been kept legal for a long time, and the government owns a patent on it for medical use. So, I mean, they keep it suppressed.
Exactly, and it's not even about having smoke shops. It's about studying the drug. You know, there was I actually experimented with one. It was called Marinol. And it was THC in a little gel cap, and I had been on cocaine for a little while, and then I took that and I was fucking, I was on a spaceship. I didn't know where the hell I was, but it was crazy.
I thought it was so funny with that all the side effects are the exact same symptoms of being high.
Well, the cocaine had a little bit to get, it got me there, and the cocaine and the booze.
Right.
That was a long time ago. But there's so many, not even about sitting here, you know, you're not going to have a baby smoke a joint, you know what I mean? But you could have effects of these different things, these natural things that would help babies. They've already done it with kids with, epilepsy, yes. Well, epilepsy MS, the beginning ours, parts of MS.
A friend of Joe Fernandez and Mike Gaffney, their little kid, who was like less than a year old, needed marijuana to help this kid stay healthy and alive. And because of all of the fucking red tape and all the nonsense, they wouldn't let this infant get and use the medical marijuana because it's an infant, and the kid died. And
it's the craziest thing. Like, you will let them die, but they can't try something that it doesn't matter anyways. If they're gonna die anyways, they should be able to try whatever the hell they want.
Because it's the marijuana. It's the illegal bad drug marijuana. Look, if you
as long as the delivery system isn't rolled up in a joint like that Chinese kid that was a smoker.
Yeah, as long as the infant's not using a bong,
the little
babies, we're all right.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're using pellets or whatever they're using for the kid. But the point is,
a hamster?
It's a hamster, yeah. They have the kid on a little fucking wheel and you feed him. But the point is that we're supposed to be the most modern country in the world. When it comes to certain things medically, we're so ass backwards. I mean, it's the only reason right now that even medical marijuana is starting to sprout up and be legal in certain states is one thing, money. California did it because they were broke. And they figure we can make some money doing this. And they let it go through. And voila, people, they're making money. And these other states are starting to make money. And it'll eventually get corrupt. But as long as we can really start to come to certain conclusions to go, hey, you know what? This marijuana thing they say there's so many things marijuana is good for. And whether it's marijuana or stem cell research, we need to get out of the fucking cave and realize that there are certain things that we
You know what it's going to take? It's going to take people instead of, you know, it's going to take people supporting Wes going over there and coming back with results. You know what I mean? And seeing these results. That's what it's going to take, people sitting there going, it's going to take a Bill Gates going, yeah, why don't, instead of me giving $13 billion to African education, why don't I give $12 billion to African education? Let me give $1 billion to Wes for his fucking trip. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or whatever the doctors, that hospital over in India is.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's going to take somebody coming back with huge results. Not even huge results. Results. Just things that are happening better for people to move in the right direction.
Now, what's your last name, Wes?
Wes Vandemer.
Wes Vandemer and Oh, Vandemer?
Yeah.
That's who we have on the phone. It's Wes Vandemer. His website is Wes, the number 4, O-N-E, which is 1-7. So it's Wes 417, but 1 is spelled out, .com.
Yeah.
If you want to go onto his website, what do you got, a bunch of videos on there of some of the things you did, progress and all
my
that?
My site's nothing fantastic right now. I have a store. I like to fundraise, but I like everyone to get it. You know, I don't like just to get money. I like to do my part and do my own thing. So I design clothing and everything so that people buy a product, and that basically it's my job, and what I choose to spend my money on is what I just try to get better. And I was going to say, too, I mean, everything's complicated because there definitely are a lot. There's a ton of websites out there that offer stem cells that are just ripping people off and ruining people's lives. So it's extremely complicated. It's not, I mean, it takes a lot of years of research and a lot of finding the right real people that are actually out there to help you, because there's a lot of people that have scams out there and a lot of bullshit they have to see through. And like the place that I'm going through doesn't have a website or anything. It's all based off of word of mouth from patient to patient. So, I mean, it's very complicated. And
well, all I know is my niece is a huge, like, a DC kind of fan into that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? That kind of clothing line and kind of skater thing. And she's going to love the design. She's going to be the coolest chick in the school because it's real. I got one for myself.
So all of his stuff is on his website?
Well, there was the picture. There was the sweatshirt that went out for the Indiegogo.
Okay.
That's been, I guess it was done now until they come. I guess when you come back, you'll redo another one. And is the clothing? Do you have a clothing line out, or are you working on it?
I have a store, a little shop on my website that
you has
do the clothing.
Have
the shop. I mean, it's gonna be a lot harder to do invoices and orders. I mean, because I do it all. I run the website, I design the shirts, I do all the orders, I do all the shipping, all the customer service on my end. I just don't pack it up and ship it. So I do all this stuff on my end, so it's going to be hard while I'm in India, but they could go on there and order, and it's just a simple email to tell me what they want, and I can check the stock and see what I have in stock and everything. But, yeah, it's all on there. And I was going to say, too, with my videos and me going over there, I'm completely as transparent as possible. I mean, I'm not trying to hide anything. I film every single thing that I do. And I want people to question it. I want people to attack me if they feel like they want to. And I'll defend myself with all the information that I have because, I mean, it needs to get out there. People need to know. And, I mean, it's not a guaranteed thing. There's people that have gone over there and not gained anything back. It's individual. And like I said, too, if there's not a magic pill out there or some cure-all that people really want. There's, I mean, just because you're paralyzed, doesn't mean you can't be lazy as shit. There's people out there that don't work hard, and I think that's where I'm different than a lot of people. Like, I eat the right diet, and I work hard, and I've done years and years of research, and, like, all the things you talked about with health and nutrition, and then you look at the obesity rate in the U.S., and then, you know, all the heart disease and all the cholesterol and everything we have here. It goes along with the food company.
Right. There's the best way to put it is, you know, someone wants that magic pill. And then, you know, and I've seen Wes's videos, and I didn't know Wes before we talked to on the other show and stuff. And then I saw him moving around, you know what I mean? And you're like, son of a bitch, man. Yeah. It's right there working. Even I just popped on a video of you. I guess it was in August or something like that. And you're in a regular dude wheelchair, and all you had to do was have a chest strap, and you're narrating something, and your arms are moving, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Great.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's coming back little by little. The important part is the input. So the working out is the most important part, and that's why I want to be able to go to Project Walk, which is in California. They actually have a lot of facilities all around the U.S. There's places all over popping up. There's places in Florida, but I just I really enjoy California. I was out there before, and I think, you know, like you said, being happy and being positive is just as important. I mean, there's the placebo effect and the nocebo effect. You're either going to make yourself better or you're going to have negative thoughts and make it worse. So I'm trying to be as positive as possible. And it's been probably the toughest last 2 years of my life, where the first trip to India, traveling, I mean, it's a 16-hour flight from Newark after already having a 7-hour layover there. And they sat me on an aisle chair when I got to India because I didn't know what to expect when I got there. But they didn't have an elevator to bring my power chair to me. And my power chair was 400 pounds. So I ended up getting a really bad pressure sore. So I'm actually coming off an 18-month-long bed rest to heal that because I didn't want to have the surgery for it. So right. I've been in bed for 18 months, but I've been working out 5 days a week, trying to keep as active as possible. And then as soon as I got up, I ended up having a tibia plateau fracture. So I broke the top of my shin trying to do some stretching and stuff getting up. So I'm going over there with a freshly healed. I mean, it's been about 8 weeks, broken leg, but I'm still trying to remain as positive as possible. And I'm probably one of the happiest people in the world. I mean, I feel that this bed rest and breaking my knee was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me, because it pushed me all the way down to the lowest low I've ever been at. And I was able to look at my life and decide, you know, if I'm alive, then I need to give it a shot. And I lost a lot of people in 2013 that were really close to me. And you never know when you're going to go. Car accidents, or you could be in the most healthiest person in the world and you could die at any minute. So I'm really just trying to make the most out of this life and give it my all and go for it. And whether I go to India and I don't get anything back at all, or I stop with what I've gotten, I at least tried. And that's satisfaction enough for me, knowing that at the end of the day, I know I did everything in my power. So I'm busting my ass and doing everything I can to get over there. And I feel that all this hard work's going to pay off at some point, and I have a good feeling about this trip.
It's going to, brother.
One second, Wes. We just got to tell everybody we're signing off on More Like Radio, and we're just going to go to Conti and Kenny. So anybody listening on More Like Radio, if you want to come over, go to ContiandKenny.com, and you can listen to the last hour there. Or if not, check out Back Talk Radio, which is coming on now. So we're going to sign off there. And everybody that's listening to Conti and Kenny, just hang out there,
Wes, one sec.
No problem.
All right, let me just double check, and I think we're good. All right, I just got to double check, see if we're still here, and we should be. I think we're good.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We switch stations at 9. Another show comes on, and then we go right to our website.
All right. Cool.
But hey, listen, man. You know what? I'm not going to keep you. I know you're leaving, so you guys got to pack. Is your mom there?
My mom is actually. I mean, she's been going crazy packing and.
Yeah.
Handling everything we have to deal. But she's actually, Scentsy is her business. She has her Scentsy website. She sells Scentsy, you know, to help pay for everything, you know, her job or whatever. But she actually has a Scentsy party that she's doing tonight. So she's, our family's just nonstop go, 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 I guess.
Yeah. Well, tell her I said hello. I remember my
that
stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed. I mean, it worked out great this time. We actually are only going to have an hour and 20-minute layover, which is going to work out well because I have to be the last one off the plane and the first one on the next plane. So we don't have that 7 to 9 hour layover just sitting around, but we're not going to be able to get to Newark and, you know, see James or see Denise or anybody. So it's kind of a second part on that part, but it cuts our trip, our travel day by 7 to 9 hours. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Fuck James.
Yeah, nobody's worth that.
He's not even worth it. He's get on the plane, dude. He's a square.
I mean, it's so amazing that getting connected with you guys. I just made those YouTube videos messing around with my friends, being stupid, making those skits, and then Denise found it and sent it to you guys at Juvenile Frequency, and we got on there. And then to be able to meet you guys is just crazy, from being dumb with my friends and making YouTube videos, how it all worked out like that.
Well, that's how it happens, man. You know, you connect with people and you stay pals for a long time, man. And listen, you know, since we started the other show, we're Facebook pals and I see you all the time, but let's keep in touch more, man. I'll be watching you and we have a ton of listeners. We have a bunch of different shows that cross over and stuff. So in the future, when you get back, they might call on you to have some phone interviews and stuff.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Definitely, man. I enjoy the hell out of this. And I've thought about, getting into a podcast because, I mean, I laid here for 18 months and I tried to make the most out of it. So all I did was get on the computer and learn. I researched everything I wanted to research and I, watched every documentary I wanted to watch. And I mean, I started listening to podcasts and really just laying here listening and learning and making the most out of this opportunity to sit here and not just, sit here and play games and mess around. I try to be proactive as much as I can. So
do it, man.
Felt like I learned a lot and developed kind of my own opinions on things and able to talk a lot about what's going on in the world and stuff. So the radio show.
What happened?
What the hell happened?
Did we lose the call?
What the fuck? Let me see. The call ended? He must have said the call ended because everyone has left. He might have actually hung up on him. Oh, let's see. Hello?
Wes, you there?
Yeah, I lost you guys.
Oh, sorry about that, pal. But
it was all that wiggling you're doing in the chair. You're knocking the phone off, all right? Easy on the stem cells, all right?
Dude, I would definitely recommend do a you have so much to say and first-hand opinions on big things and I would do a podcast, man. It's really simple. You just got to get a couple of pieces of equipment and it's there. Do it, man. Express your feelings and keep everybody, all your pals that are around the country and the people that you meet around the world and stuff, they can listen to you anytime they want.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, everything we were talking about, I think what's really going to save the world is conversation and the internet. I think that's where the government really slipped up because they're talking about marijuana and this stem cells and everything we have going on right now. The government wasn't able to get control of the internet. I mean, they keep trying. They keep trying to pass these bills where they have control, but I think it took off and we have things like Anonymous where just today they released, the way they suppress workers speaking out at Walmart and stuff that, and, I mean, the knowledge is out there. The information is out there. And that's why, I mean, marijuana prohibition, is it going to last? Because you can't fool anybody anymore. You can't tell anybody it's not what it is. Everyone can look it up and research for themselves and everyone having podcasts now and sharing information. Everyone's learning more and we're becoming smarter as, a species. And they're not going to be able to control us anymore. So I think it's really cool. I think the internet is going to be probably the tool that saves humanity.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Is everything that is the website the best way to either contact you, make any donations, also buy anything like your sweatshirts or anything like that? Is that all based on the website?
I mean, I have all my links up at the top of my website that they can get to my Instagram, they can get to my Twitter, they can get to YouTube. I mean, I'm going to be on YouTube mostly. Facebook is where I'm at all the time, but I have my contact information on there, my personal email that anyone can contact me, and I respond back to everyone when I get time. So, I mean, I'm out there. It's West417 pretty much on every platform. And but the website works. I mean, it's all my contact information goes off of that.
That's great. And it's West417.com, and the one is spelled out.
O-N-E, yes.
Yeah, spelled out O-N-E. So it's West417.com. And
Donate, order some stuff, check out the videos. Yeah. I got some sweatshirts coming.
Nice. Maybe I'll get a couple for Beverly.
I guess I'd just like to plug my videos. If anyone wants to watch them on YouTube, it's free. All they do have to sit there. And anyone can watch and decide for themselves after the 8-year trip, after the 9-weeks trip, that if they want to, jump in and join this journey and become part of the 417 Army and support me. And they can. If not, if they think it's bullshit, then good. I mean, It's whatever they want to do. I'm going to keep going regardless. So
we'll get him in there, pal. Don't worry, brother.
Don't for you sure. Worry. And I really appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity and having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, man. It's good to speak to you, man. And listen, like, you know, as a pal, you know, get there safe, man. Be safe. Do
yeah,
your thing.
Have a good trip, man.
And I'll be watching you the whole time. And when you get back, you know, make sure you you get in touch with us. And I want to hear all about it.
For sure. For sure. I really appreciate it.
All right, man. You know, I tell you, honestly, tell your sister and your best pal and your mom I said hello. And hope you guys get there safe and enjoy the fennel soup the entire time. But it's going to be good, man. I'm glad we got to talk. It's been a while.
Yeah, for sure. Because I really just wanted to get on here and talk to you. Because it's been so long since I've talked to you guys. So I really just want to get on and chat.
Absolutely, man.
Well, for me, this is my first time talking with you, Wes, and it was a pleasure, man. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, definitely. Enjoyed talking to you, and hope everything works out with the show and you guys continue to grow and everything. It works out really well.
We will, man. We're making one big army. There's all different facets of an army.
Stop that.
Why not?
Army.
Yeah, he's got his. We're going to make ours, and we'll join together.
Ours are more like a special forces. We got like 11 of them. they're really powerful, but there's not too many of them. Fucking army. Shut up.
We have like a platoon.
What's your name, scumbag?
But listen, Wes, I know you're busy, man. You've got a long trip, but thanks again for talking to you, man. And like I said, we'll be in touch. All right, pal?
Definitely. Really appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's Wes. What? How do you say
Wes his Bandemir.
Bandemir. And his website is Wes417.com, except the one is spelled out. All right?
Yeah, cool.
Go to his website. Hey, listen, buy shit. Donate. You know, what a cool dude.
Watch his videos. Inspirational, man. Cool dude, just a fucking guy beyond his years.
How do you keep like I'm amazed at that. Like I see people all the time, friends of mine, they have a bad day. You know what I mean? It's like, meh, you know, and you got the traffic or you know whatever, and it's like, meh, you know, I burnt the toast this morning, and it's like, and this motherfucker for the last 8 years, just like, hey, I'm chugging along. I'm doing my thing. I'm staying positive.
He's got a clothing line.
I'm doing my shit.
He does
you know?
The video. He does all the stuff by himself. You know what I mean?
4 years in the chat says, we are an elite squad of mercenaries. We get the job done.
Yeah, we are Vatican assassins.
But yeah, man, definitely support Wes, man.
Yeah, check him out. Watch his videos. Keep tabs on him because you really enjoy it, man.
It'd be great to see.
Watching stupid fucking cat videos and see something real.
Yeah, it's okay, a little cat video here and there.
Oh yeah, well, okay. Yeah, all right, just, fair enough.
Stop fucking watching.
Stop watching fake UFO videos.
Yeah, or you know, get off the reality TV, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, anything on True TV, everything on True TV is fake.
We already did.
Fake. Told you this,
yeah.
Stop it.
Johnny O got cast on a show on True TV.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get into something else. It won't be too long of a break. This, of course, every break now, we start with our pal, Dave Ingram. We'll be right back. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The Conti and Kenny Show. How to listen live? Well, the show's from 7 to 10 p.m., so you can download the TuneIn app and search for More Like Radio, or listen through the chat on morelikeradio.com/live, only from 7 to 9 p.m., then you listen to the last hour on the ContiandKennyShow.com, which is ContiandKenny.com. Or just listen to the whole thing on ContiandKenny.com from 7 to 10 p.m. Why is it so fucking convoluted? I mean, do these guys think that the audience is that intelligent?
You talk about mediocrity, there is a classic example.
Don't blink. Don't even blink. Blink and you're dead. Is there no morality left in this world?
You know, sometimes it just gets hard to smile through it when they ask you to bend down and grab your ankles.
There's no point in being grown up if you can't be childish sometimes.
Nipples.
Dear boy, nipples.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Remember, doctors have proved it.
www.settledbreakfastradio.com.
I've never heard such arrant nonsense.
End of line.
You buy, and I will help you die. Now I will do you. Now I will you too.
I mean, This is one of the most creative fucking mashups I've ever heard.
You play it every week.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I don't care. Fucking Metallica and Herbie Hancock. I don't think I ever thought I would groove to Metallica. Alright. We're back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show.
I'm on the fritz.
You don't have no internet? You got no internets? You got no internets?
I'll figure it out in a minute.
We are now just on ContiandKenny.com. So if you're listening in podcast, the last hour of the show, we're strictly on Conti and Kenny. All right. So that was a great call from Wes. Wish him luck on his flight. And look at me, the big baby. I'm all like, I got a 3-hour flight. I got to go to Florida to go on vacation. And I'm miserable thinking about the flight. Yeah. This fuck's going all the way out to India to get his shit straightened out. And he's like, yeah, I got no problem. I'm like, I'm fucking jealous. You suck. I'm just terrible. I'm just a big baby. But
yeah, you know what? We never got back into the Malaysia real quick. They're just showing that they're actually doing a new search pattern.
A new search pattern?
Over the mountains.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that was my number two on the Family Feud answer, you know? Because I just knew it was like, you know, number one was...
Nobody heard it, saw it, crash in a mountain.
Number one is the ocean, right? Number one, we have ocean! Number two, we have the mountains. Number two, now that would, I would say four. There's, what else could it be?
Number three, where Amelia Earhart went.
No, that's wrong. No, where did she? You ever hear the theory that she really was alive and
yeah,
the picture of her in the video and that she would live until she was like 80 something years old.
No, I didn't hear that one.
Really?
I know.
Yeah, and she never admitted that she was Amelia. Yeah, it was weird.
I know that they thought that she was landed and then was taken like by a tribe of like natives. And then it was the Ewoks. And then they held her up and on this little thing, and Luke lifted her up, and she was like, "Chimney choo choo."
No, I'm giving it the old stories. Yeah, I'm saying that's incorrect. Oh, but this is weird.
It's
this
puzzling.
Is like
there's no evidence.
It's
what
crazy.
There's nothing.
It's almost like it flew into the Pentagon. Nothing on that. Come on, that's funny.
Enough with that bullshit. We're not getting into that.
No,
shit.
I know. It's like a hologram.
Yeah, but it was like poof, gone.
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
Maybe, you know, how much you want to bet?
Maybe God took him.
How much you want to bet?
They're... Right now, they needed a pilot in heaven, right?
Yeah. How much
the
you
only one they have up there is Muhammad Atta.
What? Oh, you fucking
asshole. Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Yeah, you are
Holy
an asshole.
Holy shit, I'm an asshole.
What if, like, 70 days from now, or, like, 170 days from now, some guy's, like, picking, like, coca beans up in the mountains of wherever they are? No, they're not... South America.
Coca beans.
Chopping down bamboo or something.
Sounds like you're doing a food commercial.
They're looking for pandas up in the mountains of whatever fucking Asian mountain they flew into. And they find them and they're all like eating ass and they're like eating humans. You know what I mean? There's like six of them left.
Bones in the chat says that plane was swallowed up by my ex's kitty hole. Jesus, dude! When they do find out what happened, it's going to be one of those like, okay. But in this day and age, with all of with technology and how we have, we have access to everything
radar,
at every
sonar,
moment of
thing.
Every day. You know what I mean? There isn't a place. I mean, there except for the bottom of the ocean, there isn't a place on this planet that hasn't been really explored, right?
Well, mostly the ocean's been explored more than space, supposedly.
Well, the ocean, I mean, we don't know half of what's going on in the
ocean. Put
it this
way. There are mountains three times the size of Mount Everest under the water.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, there is microbial life and stuff, but they found living organisms that are like these flat fish and whatnot.
Well, they found that dinosaur fish.
Sharks that, well, that's the...
The dino fish?
Coelacanth. Yeah, to see the camp. They thought was millions of years old.
Yeah, and they found it.
And they found him. But, you know, the, little cave shrimp or little cave little
Why do you keep putting your fingers over your
because
eyes?
They don't have eyes. That's why, because I was covering my eyes.
Thank you. I didn't realize you were a kindergarten teacher and you had to. It's a sea cant. I'm sorry. It can't see. It can't see. It has no eyes, Joe. That's why I put my fingers over my eyes over to a grown-up fucking 2.5 feet away from me. No eyes. See? If I would have just said, dude, it had no eyes, I would have not understood what you were saying. It was like you were speaking gibberish, but thank God you put your fingers over your eyes like the cover of the Scorpions' Blackout album.
He can't see with forks. He's a little cave lizard that can't see. He has no eyes now because it's pitch black, and he has all these little things that pop around and feel his
God, I hope you guys are
seeing this in the chat. He's got these old whiskers.
I really hope you're seeing this in the chat room, the nonsense that he is. Oh, wow. Why didn't you guys tell me it's off? The camera's off. There you go.
Yes. Want me to do it again? They have
There it is. Perfect. Straight on. And then the little thing.
Little whiskers. Little whiskers and have no eyes.
Oh, my God. They evolved in underground caves, so there is no need for eyes.
Right. They have no eyes. They have no eyes. Right.
Kenny's playing I'm playing peekaboo booth. That's for a girl who really smells like fish. Peekaboo booth. Underwater fish. It was a joke from earlier on. But anyway,
yeah, I don't know where this plane went. It's actually crazy, if you think about it, you know? If you really, like, where? A plane.
Bones in the chat. Aliens took the plane. The passengers are all getting slimy fingers up their asses right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, now here's, like, the Bermuda Triangle. They've discovered that when, now all over the world, there's the release of methane gas, okay? From just, you get it, there it is. From rotting material, from your gut. It's a natural form of things that happen throughout the universe. It's, you know, decaying matter, or it's methane gas. What happens is when methane gas is released underneath the crust of the earth, and it comes through the, it bubbles through.
Such chill.
I know.
And these are all mine, actually.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm being scientific and fucking blowing wind over here. When the bubbles come up and there's a ship on top of this release of methane gas, it completely disrupts the buoyancy of the ship, so that's why the ship sinks. That's why they think there might be some kind of a, almost like a ring of fire kind of a thing underneath where the Bermuda Triangle is. And when you have a bigger burst of methane gas, you can disrupt small airplanes. You know what I mean? Because the gas is rising. It flies up. It's so much lighter.
Really?
Yeah. And that's what inverts them, turns them around, and boom, they crash into the ocean. You don't see them. That's the Bermuda Triangle. Wow. There's nothing weird there. There was a tribe in Africa. It was actually a small town in Africa, remote town in Africa, that all of the people that live there died. I think it was a couple of hundred people or 1,000 people. What happened was they had this lake, and out of nowhere, the decaying matter all of a sudden just went bloop, 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 and released this noxious.
Was it a lake of fire then?
No, well, it didn't catch on fire. It just released this gas that killed the entire tribe.
Really?
Killed everybody. Yeah, so these people show up and are like, why is everybody dead? It's because
I know why. There was actually a person that made the reason why they all died.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, this is democracy manifest.
But it actually bubbles up. You know, you'll have it in a lot of, like, now they have a lot of these kind of stagnant kind of pools of water. They've drilled tubes down to release this gas. You know, because otherwise you'll have this one big eruption and then boom, you're gone. That's what the about a cool water sandwich and a skin they're gonna meet in bun.
I just don't. This is baffling. And this is what now? 3 days? Is it 3 days or 2 days?
Why is it that the farts make guys laugh? You could be talking about your mom's funeral and play a fart sound and guys will laugh. Well, yeah, it was one of the most amazing things that you were there at my grandfather's funeral when Helen Zeliskovich was starting ripping an ass. Were you there? when my grandfather died? Were you there when we all had to leave?
Your old aunt or something like that, or grandmother?
My,
or
my grandmother's one of my best friends.
Yeah, and we all had to. I remember that.
Remember, we all had
like,
to walk
holy
in.
Shit. She was like, fucking
yeah,
making.
It was at my grandfather's funeral, and the guy, the priest is doing his sermon or whatever, and this old lady who was from a nursing home, they brought her from the nursing home, Helen and Mike Zeliskovich, and they took her over, and she was just sitting there and just woofing. Woofing tart, you know what I mean? And it was, you know, it was hilarious because, you know, my grandfather's dead. He's laying in a box. And
everybody's like,
all right, all right. Make like Siamese twins and split. And then one of you die.
We could not stop laughing.
Holy
but
shit.
But it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect.
It's crazy, dude. All right. Hey, I wanted to... You're a baseball guy.
Sure.
You play amateur, professional, mm-hmm. middle of the road, something.
Yeah, I took a couple years off.
Over the hill, something like that, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, I played amateur baseball.
Amateur baseball, so you know.
Then I went to men's league.
Now, did you play Little League and shit?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Little League, like, I was, oh, we got our producer, Brent, calling in. What's up, Brent?
Hey, I was wondering if Kenny could show again, what do the blind fish do?
They have no eyes. They have no eyes. And then they have,
what
these,
do
little,
the fish
they have
say?
These little things that come out on the side just so they can see where they're going and eat.
You know why he did that, right?
It's going to show
it's
up.
It's
going to
be out of it. It's going to be a video, without a doubt.
Hold on. I fucked it up. Try it now.
They have no eyes. The fish have no eyes. And then they have these little antenna things that come out on the side so they can eat and know where they're going in a cave.
Awesome.
Oh, Christ, man.
Boy.
I don't want to work out material on the air, but Kenny was talking earlier about the Jeff Dunham surgery.
Yeah, which is really funny.
So now next time he goes on stage and he wants to tell people that he's coming back from rehab, it should be from the Tommy Chong surgery.
Oh.
There you go.
Tommy, look at Kenny again. I haven't seen Kenny write this much in probably the last 6 months as he's doing tonight.
I haven't. He's exactly. Seen my act.
Yes.
All wow. Right, you can
nice.
Use that one.
Tommy Chong surgery. I like that. So what's going on, brother?
It's not much.
Yeah. How's your new hours?
They're all right. For my job, it's great, but I missed the show on Monday, so that's what sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you still right. you basically get in around 8 o'clock, so you miss like the first hour.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. So I got like another 8 weeks, and then I switch back to where I'm working the other end of the week.
All right,
cool. You hang in there, pal.
Brent is our producer, and his Twitter. Follow this fuck on Twitter. It's at WhiteAssBrent. He's very informative. And
13 weeks later, you got it right.
Is it 13 weeks
yeah.
in a row?
Yeah.
Shit.
All right.
All right, bro. Nothing else?
Nope. Take it easy.
All right, man.
I'll see you later.
Boo.
Boo.
Hip. Hip, hip, hip.
Okay.
We haven't done a bunch of those. I just wanted to just remind some of the old listeners.
Hip.
We still got the old...
Hip! Hip!
All right.
All right, last one.
Yeah, boy, Pip.
Yeah. So, anyway, I played Little League Baseball. I was on a couple of... we had the one when we won the championship for, like, you know, majors, which means you were 13.
Yeah, 12. 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
And
yeah,
then at 13, you went up to the bigger bases.
Is it? Yeah, 10 to 12. And then
I won a championship too. I was when
yeah.
I, was 11.
I pitched the last game. We played a best out of three.
No kidding.
Yeah, we won.
Yeah, best out of three.
Yeah, we won 8-6. Yeah, I
was on the Athletics.
We were City Federal.
City Federal,
which is a bank. Yeah. You know, okay, that's okay. I was on City Federal. I was on Marcello's Bike Shop when I was a farm league.
You didn't have names. We had like. The Mets or the Athletics.
No,
and
no.
Then the sponsor.
We played Burger King. We played against Burger King. Burger King. They were their jerseys were black.
You fucking rink dink.
Yeah.
You and your fucking junior dinner. You guys did nothing right.
Yeah, we had junior dinner, and our teams were basically local.
Your sponsors.
Yeah.
We had the sponsors on the back. We had
it was the front. It was, we were City Federal. And tonight for the championship, it's City Federal against Jack's Bike Shop. All right. Sponsored by Rita's Ice Cream. Go down to the corner right there and get yourself a nice snow cone.
Hey, everybody, it's baseball time again. What you got to do is you got to go down to this little park in Parsippany and watch them kids play. They're sponsored by a bank. They're sponsored by a bank, and they're playing. There's the hottest pitcher in baseball now. He plays for Burger King. He has four pitches, but he pitches his way. It's not your way. City Federal. They can score like five runs, but there's a 5.7 APR on every run they score, so they don't make it up in the end, people. This is great. They're playing Joe's Crab Shack next week on primetime baseball.
Goddamn, we need better baseball music. This is great, but it just doesn't transcend, I think, as much as the baseball, like, fucking take me out to the ball game or something. But holy shit. Yeah, so we had teams. It was weird. I didn't even realize that. We, like, Burger King and all these. Schaefer Steel was another team.
Schaefer Steel. But it's too bad. There's a lot of fat kids on there, and they haven't stolen a base. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, so I forgot what team was I on. We were yellow. We had a yellow jersey for senior.
French's Mustard.
No, I don't think it was.
These kids are sponsored by French's Mustard.
These were all.
And when they're done playing, they go outside and put mustard on their hot dogs. But only if they win, because when you win, you get a slice of pizza and a soda. But if you don't, you don't get shit.
So, you know. But most of them were like cool names, you know, whatever, cool names. But it was Burger King, and it was
Spider Motorcycles.
You know, like different thing. You know, like. But I went into
Bob Chizzulli's Auto Mall.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, that's what
that
we
really
all did.
Is
no,
stupid.
We didn't have any. Wasn't any baseball. See, but we weren't in the Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle leagues. We were in Parsippany, Troy Hills. Leagues.
Oh, you were.
So I guess we weren't.
You were the Ukraine of fucking. You were the Belarus of fucking Little League baseball.
But most of them were pretty cool names. You know what I mean? Like we didn't even know what Schaefer Steel was. It was just a steel company. Schaefer Steel playing Burger King and you know, City Federal and all these different.
We didn't start doing that until we got into beer softball leagues where it was Bachman Electric. You know, yeah. A Bachman Electrical or...
Yeah, but we did that, I don't know.
We were Ray's Diggers because we were sponsored by Ray's Diggers. It was a construction company.
I don't know.
That was Beer League, though. That's who you got sponsored by.
Yeah, no, we had...
Throw a fucking hat on a kid with an emblem, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, our hats were pretty much empty. So the other day...
In more ways than one.
Yeah, the hats and what was inside the hat. You could turn the hat inside out, it was empty, too. But, dude, I saw one, because sometimes you'll go into, like, a building or an office, and they'll have, like...
The plaques that they sponsored.
Yeah.
And pictures, yeah, sure.
Ready for this team I saw? It was in Montville, New Jersey, and the team, the Little League team, was Berkowitz and Rakem, attorney at law. Like, really? What you gave these kids? So they're up there with fucking lawyers on their shirts. Berkowitz and Rakem, attorneys at law... Baseball team with like 10-year-olds.
That's so wrong.
That's terrible, right?
I guess.
But I thought ours were all right because they were like stores.
This is recently, so they're probably still doing it.
Yeah, this was like within the last year or two.
So they're still doing that stupid bullshit.
Yeah,
they're not called the Mets, the Tigers, the fucking Lightning.
I don't know if
the Razors.
Is that just a North Jersey thing that they're doing that?
It's you fucking that town. Everybody else does it the real way.
Yeah, I mean no, but see, I was Parsippany. And this was Montville. This is another town.
Up there, yeah.
So I don't know if it's a...
That's so stupid.
Isn't that weird? I don't know. I love it, though. Because that's got to be... Dude, out of all of them I could think of...
What was the Stooges one? cheapo rec.
Dewey Cheatham and Howe.
Dewey Cheatham and Howe.
I'd rather be Dewey Cheatham and Howe than Berkowitz and Rakin. That's a sexy name. You know what I mean? You're 10, 11 years old. You're talking to a girl. Be like, I'm going to play baseball. Yeah, my team. I play for Berkowitz and Rakin. Maybe when you're 38, you'll be like, oh, he's got money, you know?
She's like, oh, I'm in softball. I play for Ronnie Lynn Deutsch.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the other names.
You play. You have to play like Rahway Medical Center, you know, or like the Cancer Institute.
Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah.
We're playing Pep Boys next week. We got to get all pumped up for the game, you know. Yeah,
Joe's Truck Stop.
It was weird. It was City Federal was the team I was on. Marcello's.
I don't know.
Riverside Hospital. Riverside Hospital. That was a fucking. That was
not
a team.
not as bad because you call them Riverside. We got to play Riverside.
We were playing Riverside. Riverside.
Around. I'm not sure. It's probably all over the country, but there's a trucking company. It's the letter A. Period. D-U-I-E.
Yep.
P-Y-L-E-E.
Yep.
A Dewey Pyle.
Yep. Dude.
Dewey Pyle.
I've seen those trucks for years.
Yeah.
Never put it together.
You never put it together?
Until you spoke about it one day.
Really?
And I'm like, holy shit.
A Dewey Pyle. It's A Dewey Pyle.
Yeah.
A Dewey Pyle.
I never ever notice it until you said it, and I went, "Oh my God, it's Duty.
It's shit. It's a pile of shit.
It's a trucking company
called we're a pile of shit.
Pile of shit. Wow.
Yeah, we got to play the shit team today.
Yeah, they're in the basement. A duty pile. Yep. Yeah, they were talking about. They heard the Johnny O clips. They're happy hearing the Johnny O clips. Little bit.
Fucking.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Yeah.
I came up with this idea a couple weeks ago, and I thought this could be a way to interact a little bit more with some of the listeners. So I thought maybe some listeners who want to be more, you know, a little bit interactive, if they want to bring a topic to the show, a story. You know how Michael do, like, you know, Jews News?
Sure.
But a story.
Ah, yes, I remember you telling
me. So what we could do is, like, let's say 4 years in the chat, he's got a story that, you know, and it doesn't have to be a timely story. It could be, you know, whatever. And so what they'll do is they'll email us and say, hey, listen, I got a story for the show. And they can either, one, just send it to us and we can read the story and
find it
and do, you know, do whatever we want to do with it. Or two, we could set it up to where they go, all right, listen, can we do the story on this date? Because I'll be listening. And they can call in and either read the story or have us read it and be part of it. Almost like sitting in.
Right. They can do a phone call where they can read the story and then me and you will react to the story.
Yeah, but all three of them. And then
all three of us, yeah.
Whoever it is, right.
As long as
it's a guy. I don't know. Chicks doing it.
Why wouldn't you want chicks doing it?
I'm just kidding.
You don't think Lady Trucker would have something?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. You don't want chicks to do anything around you.
It's a joke.
Weirdo. But maybe, you know, if you just want chicks, you can just have chicks. It's a guy. Even though it's a joke, it's just a joke.
I know, but there's some little thing, and then it's like, oh, man, there's always like women.
See, people take it seriously.
Just take one little joke and say, hey, listen, I'll make fun of women just for a second, and then go back to being the pussy that I am. But no, of course not. You don't have to make it like, oh, Joe's a misogynistic faggot.
I don't even know why I say faggot,
because why would you say misogynistic and faggot? Because that doesn't make any sense.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's exactly the same.
That's why you just have to treat everybody perfectly.
Yeah, of course. I could just sit there and play a sound clip if I want, yeah. Down, and we can end this whole stupid bit.
Up your job,
exactly. All right.
I love when we do that. Never planned.
All right. But so what do you think?
And you notice we don't make eye contact with each other.
Because I'm trying to, you know.
It's our inner thoughts.
I'm trying not to listen to what you say. So, but I thought, you know what, it'd be a good way for...
Sure. I love it. I love it. You know, any listener, you know, even someone who listens podcast-wise or something can email us some story that they found or something. Yeah. Or something
real, you know...
Something that said, hey, you know what...
Doesn't have to be wacky.
No, doesn't have to be wacky.
Could be just something, you know what, I would like these guys to, you know, us to talk about.
It could even be a podcast listener or even someone in the chat room saying... I've got a story for you. Listen to what happened to me. We could even do it that way. You know what I mean? Where you wouldn't believe what happened. You know, we have people that, you know, think about all the people in these chat rooms and all the fucking weird lives they live. You know what I mean?
Do you trust people with the story?
Well, we'll pick it apart if it's true or not.
No, no, not because they're lying, but people aren't really good at conveying stories.
Well, then you're going to get...
then it'll be really good.
email us it, and then if you want to call in, if not, you know what I mean?
Okay.
If it's a whacked out story, we're like, we got to hear this. And we'll know if it's fake or not. You know what I mean? We've been doing it long enough.
But I'm saying, if it's a story, a local story, or just something they saw on FARC or whatever it is, and they were like, I would love for these guys, you know, this would be good for these two shitheads.
Right.
With whoever it is.
Sure, sure, sure.
All right, so what's the best way? Contact us either... Through Facebook
or
Conti and Kenny. Why don't you like the Facebook page?
I think the Facebook page.
Or get in touch with our producer, Brent.
There you go. You can do that too.
White Ass Brent on Twitter. Or they can email us at ContiandKenny@AOL.com. Or if you know us personally or are friends with us on Facebook, send it to me and Kenny. Because 4 years in the chat said he's going to contact me on Facebook.
There you go. He's got some stuff.
I'm telling you, you should bring up that website. I'm not sure what website, but only bring it up towards the end of the show because they will all spend all their time on this site. Oh, okay. So we don't bring up early because then they're going to leave us to go to this other website.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. So why don't we do that and we'll see who wants. Like I said, with Skype and now the phone number, it could be part of it.
Sure.
We'll figure it out. We'll say, all right, listen, we'll do it with you and call in at 8:30. You know, we'll make it part of the.
We'll put it on the list as part of the.
4 years in the chat said email doesn't work because it takes 4 years for us to respond.
Touche.
Very good. Jeremiah. Very good.
Very funny.
So, all right. So we got that then. So either contact us through Facebook, Twitter. Email ContiandKenny@AOL or just get in touch with Brent at WhiteAssBrent on Twitter.
Be part of the show.
Yeah. All right.
Whether we just mention your name, you want to get your name mentioned, or you talk on the air.
Yeah.
And you join with us.
Yeah.
And hilarity will ensue.
Maybe. Okay, well, it's this website. All right, we got to check it out. It's called YOLOSelfies.com. It's thousands of pictures of girls doing selfies naked. Holy shit. Right, we might just have to check that out real quick. Selfies.com. This might be the best way to end this show. It's... Oh, YOLO. Let me see. Copy. Sorry, people.
Hang in there. Almost there.
Yeah, like you have anything else going on.
Almost there.
No, it's not coming up.
Negative. Didn't go in.
It's just not coming up.
The surface.
Is this my donate? It can't be. That's not my...
Facepalm?
No, he's just saying facepalm.
Bones, in the chat. I have a story.
Bones is also.
I live a strange life. Well,
Bones is also a comic too, so he's going to be a good storyteller.
Sure, of course.
You know,
well, that could be debated.
Well, that's true. I'll never forget, dude.
He could be a good tripod.
To this day, I'll never forget the first time I saw Bones. We were doing a show, and I'll never forget it. I don't remember the context of it, but I just remember he's doing a joke about a woman having a tampon, and the string was a rat's tail. I'll never forget that, ever. I don't remember the joke. I just remember It was, instead of it being a string, it was a rat's tail. It was the most horrific thing I think I ever heard anybody say. All right, here it is. Let's see if I can get it here.
He's posted.
Oh, wow. Okay. YOLO.
Oh, there we go.
Dude, this. Wow. Okay. This is, you know what this is? This is like the old school Rate My Rack, except these girls are.
Wow. There we go.
By the way, if my girlfriend's listening, I'm doing this just for show. Oh,
YOLO selfies.
This, you think that some?
Yeah, man, I'm digging this site. They're real chicks too. They're all, which I love. They're all real chicks. YOLO selfies.
Yeah, goodbye. See you guys later. What? Fuck off. Take it
easy. You're early.
Yeah, it's real early. I don't give a shit. Goodbye, fellas. You're early. Take care.
You're early.
What do you mean? Is it time to go?
No.
You sure?
Go. Yeah, I'm positive. Yeah, let's get out of here. YOLO selfies. And you know what is, I won't masturbate to this.
No.
I just want to see all these chicks.
And then some of them are showing their hoo-has, too.
Yeah, no, I like this. This is real chicky stuff.
There is a girl that's showing her hoo-ha, but it's, wow. Oh, it's, like, really up close. That is the weirdest. 2569, nude selfie. This is a pretty sweet,
There we go. I'm digging this one. Well done. He wins. Let's see. What prize does he get?
He gets the show. You can do the show because we're finished. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm not sure.
There's a couple of them there that are very intimate. Look at this one. Do you see that one?
What is that?
That's up close.
Holy crap. All right, let me see. White Ash Brand has the best picture.
What is it? Did he post it? Is it in the chat room?
You have to see this, dude. You have to see this, dude. This Holy shit, you got to go into the chat. You have to go into the chat room, man. Blind fishes be like, I can't see. Ah. That is fantastic. We got to, Brent, you know how to, we got to put that on the website. Holy shit. That is fantastic. Brent, put that on the Twitter, put it on Facebook, put it everywhere. That is just beautiful. That is awesome. Back to selfies. Okay.
Yes.
This is, because, see, you know what it is? The problem with this site is that these girls...
What? Find a problem.
The problem is that, not the problem, but here's the most of these girls are very young. So you're sitting there going, well, how young are these girls? But,
you know, there's a couple with some bushes.
Yeah, I heard the bush is coming back.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
I heard the bush is coming back.
The bush is coming back, dude. That is the consensus around the world.
It's definitely...
Yeah, the bush is coming back. You know what it is? It's not because guys don't like it. It's because they're lazy.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Lazy bitches?
Guys still like the naked... Well, yeah, you like a little bit, but most of the time it's the girls don't want to go through it anymore. They're sick of it. They've done it for years. Just think about the shaved bush craze. That's going back 15 years.
Yeah.
The shaved bush craze. The women that are doing it now, you know, 15 years, they're like, I'm done shaving my bush.
Right. Yeah.
It's over. You know what I mean? I got to keep up with this shit. It's over. Here it is. Here you go. Look at it. Look at the bushy. Look at the bush. Look at the bush.
Wow, yeah, okay. See that? Really is bush. Yeah.
She got a bush. They're sick of it. And I can understand. I still got to shave my balls, but I don't have to shave my balls as much as they have to shave the snooch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's much easier to get away for me to get away with it.
This is
you're enthralled.
Oh, there's more pages of this too, aren't there? I'm still on the first page.
There's more pages.
Oh my goodness. All right. We'll just give it out, man. You got to go check this out. YOLO, which I fucking hate.
Yeah, no.
YOLO. YOLO Selfie. SELFIE.com. You won't be.
Yeah, it was given to us by 4 years. That's how much time he's going to do in prison for giving us this website. Because they're all like 16.
Bones in the chat says, the only problem with this site is that these girls are not fucking you. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only problem.
You know what? You know what? This is a good appetizer. It's a good appetizer.
You know what? It's not even like I'm like looking for any of it, but just
voyeuristically.
It's
a good appetizer.
Shit, my girlfriend used to put on she used to put her boobs on the Rate My Rack or something.
Really? Well, yeah.
Years ago. But just her boobs. She didn't put her face up.
No.
But
it's a good appetizer.
Are we still on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
We got a couple minutes.
Do we? Sorry. So yeah. So that plane. Anybody find it?
No, they're looking in the mountains.
Yeah, I've been looking at the mountains too for a while.
See, like this one is weird.
Yeah, that's the one I talked to you about. That's weird, right?
Yeah, that's like...
I don't want to see that shit up close.
That's weird. It looks like chicken skin. It looks like the back end of a back end of a turkey before you put the fucking stuffing in it.
All right. I have to get off this website.
Let's finish the
show. This fucking blind fishes be like, I can't... Oh, my God. That's the greatest thing. Thank you, Jeremiah, in the chat. He's like, holy shit, nobody's paying attention anymore. We just stopped. Even... We just didn't even know what we're doing. All right, get ready, dickheads. It's website time.
Fart sounds and fucking YOLO selfies can fucking stop a show.
Bones in the chat says, yeah, the pilot crashed looking at this site. Wow. All right. Get some websites
holy
ready.
Holy shit, nobody's paying attention anymore. That was like 4 minutes ago.
What's going on with my fucking... Dude, it's freaking out my mouse. My mouse isn't working. It's not working.
Oh, you got a virus?
No, it's all right, there it goes. It's freaked out. All right. Wow. What a way to finish this show, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this real quick. I want to thank Dave Cyrus for calling in.
Yes.
At Brickstone News on Twitter. I want to also thank Andy from It's All About Me show, which is on More Like Radio, noon to 2 on Saturday. And his Twitter is Rorschach.
Did Sam Champion come out?
Oh. He probably did. Sam Champion came out?
Sam Champion?
Yeah, the old did champion he come juice. Out?
Beyond me.
I can. Object. It's got nothing to do with sexuality. Sam Champion finally came out.
Finally, we knew right? he was.
Oh yeah.
He did the local weather in New York for a long time. Yeah, now he's on Good Morning America and whatnot. Yeah. We knew that.
Yeah, we knew that was a big one. The whole thing was everybody thought he was with Mike Piazza. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was him and Mike Piazza.
The 9-5. Mike Piazza, Sam Champion.
And I also want to thank Wes. Wes, how do you say Wes's last
name? Bendemeer.
Bendemeer. Yep, Wes's website is wes417.com, but the one is spelled out. And go to his website. You can check out his everything that he's
clothing
done up
line,
to this point. His clothing
YouTube
line.
YouTube movies.
Yep.
Keep track of him. He's going to India. He's a great inspiration.
Absolutely.
Anybody thinks your day sucks or you don't want to get out of bed, look at this guy.
Absolutely.
Look at this guy, man. Great family, too.
I want to thank everybody in the chat. Like our Facebook page. We need more friends and people liking our Facebook page, Conti and Kenny. Our Twitter accounts, at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. And Brent's is at White Ass Brent. also subscribe to both the podcasts.
And YOLOselfies.com.
YOLOselfies.com.
MyFreeCams.com.
MyFreeCams.com.
WatchMeFallOutOfTheTub.com. JeffDunhamSurgery.com. TommyChongSurgery.com.
Hold on. Don't forget to watch, subscribe to these podcasts, The Metal Breakfast Radio with Dave Ingram, Unlearn.tv, The I Don't Know Joe Show, and Podgies. A couple sites, JJComedy.com, GodHatesBrickStone.com, Life-Forever.com. And what else do we have?
PeekabooBooth.com.
PeekabooBooth.com.
Thank you very much.
White Ass Brent, QuadsEatingTheMic.com. fishcantsee.com.
Where's that plane?
What else do we have?
Quads eating my...
That's fucking funny.
Fucking Brent.
That's fucking great.
Conti's gonna play with his nephews tomorrow.com.
Shit. That's great. We have anything else?
Fartsandtarts.com. You mix fart noises and YOLO selfies. You got farts and tarts.
Farts and tarts, man. Oh, that's fucking awesome. That is fucking funny as
farts
shit.
Fartsandtarts.com.
Fartsandtarts.com. Berkowitz and Rakin, Hall of Fame.com. shit, man. We have
stupidteamnames.org.
Stupidteamnames.org, man. So many different fucking things tonight. So I want to just thank you guys, man. You guys are great. This was a good show.
Yeah, it was good.
A lot of phone calls, interview. I want to do interviews more. And we're not really good at the interview thing because we don't do it a lot, but I want to try to do interviews with people we just don't know.
Important stuff. And you know what? I'm going to offer Wes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to offer Wes and say, hey, listen, we have this thing with stories that you want to tell. When you get back from India, let's do a segment on the show. What's Wes thinking? You know what
or
I mean?
What's Wes up to?
What's Wes thinking? You know, when he...
Because I don't think Wes has a problem with telling us what he's thinking.
Not at all.
That motherfucker can jab.
He doesn't...
He can jib-jab.
Why would you give a shit about what anybody else thinks?
No, why not? Who gives a fuck?
Fuck,
you got to love that.
Absolutely.
You got to love that he's doing that. All right, let's get out of here. It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are at? We'll get into that next week. All right, little tease. It's 10 p.m. White ass Brent in the chat. Great call. No, great show, minus the Coletta call.
Farts and tarts.
Smashing fucking Coletta. All right, we're out of here. See you guys next week. Blah, blah, blah. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you next week.